This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty. Everybody, and welcome back to downtown Davenport and modern Woodman Park. Kyle Kirchival joining you on the River Bandits Baseball Network. And whether you're watching us on Bally Sports Live or MILB TV, or just listening at riverbandits.com, we thank you so much for tuning in to this Saturday night edition of River Bandits Baseball. Quad Cities taking on the Peoria Chiefs for Game 5 of this six-game series. The Bandits seeking a win today. It would guarantee them a victory of their second homestand of the season. Well, the Bandits off to a terrific start. They've won three of their first four against the Peoria Chiefs team this week. And, of course, yesterday's win, one of the most explosive victories for Quad Cities here in 2025. They took a 13-0 lead into the ninth. The Chiefs would score four in the top half of the final inning, but still, it was the Bandits' largest margin of victory this year, a 13-4 final, which saw the Bandits put together 18 hits, a season high, including eight with men in scoring position and six extra base hits. And when you talk about the offensive outpouring yesterday, you don't have to look much further than Daniel Vasquez, the Bandits' 21-year-old shortstop, the Royals' number 27 prospect in the minor league system per MLB Pipeline. He was fantastic. He reached in all six plate appearances he had yesterday and went a perfect 5-for-5 with a triple and two driven in. Vasquez picks up his first five-hit game in his five-season minor league career, and he becomes one of just four River Bandits to record a five-hit game in the club's history as a Royals affiliate. He joins the likes of Jared Dickey, who accomplished the feat last year, and then a couple of guys from the 2021 championship squad, Nick Lofton and Royals second baseman Michael Massey. So some pretty good company to be in, and even more impressive that Vasquez did it in just his first month playing at the high A level. He has been red hot as of late. Other guys who contributed to the offensive outpouring, Brian Gonzalez posted a three-hit ball game, a pair of doubles and a pair of RBIs for him. And just as it was on Thursday, Callan Moss was the man responsible for jump-starting the early offense. It was the DH with a two-run single in the bottom of the first inning against Jose Davila. He then gave Quad Cities a 3-0 lead in the third, driving in Vasquez's triple with a sac fly. So by himself, Callan Moss had Quad Cities up 3-0 with just one out in the third inning, and that's when the other guys started to fill in. Omar Hernandez had a bases-loaded or bases-clearing three-run double. in the bottom of the third inning. Bandits tacked on two in the fourth on a Brian Gonzalez RBI single. And then Chris Brito with his second of two hits. He reached safely in all five of his plate appearances, drawing a couple of walks and also getting hit by a pitch. So all kinds of good stuff at the plate for the River Bandits. On the mound, continued success for the starting rotation. Logan Martin posted his first quality start as a River Bandit and Quad City's sixth through 19 games this year. Just unbelievable stuff. Martin pitched scorelessly through six innings, worked around four total base runners, and struck out three. Tyler Davis threw a scoreless seventh inning. Mauricio Valise threw a scoreless eighth inning. And then Zachary Collier picked up the first couple of outs in the ninth inning before the Chiefs started a late-game rally. They tagged him for four runs, three earned in two-thirds, and acting skipper Kyle McKinnon was forced to go to Jesus Rios for the final out of the game, and he got Zach Levinson to ground out 4-3 and pick up that W. So Quad City's 13-4 winners yesterday. They've got 13 wins on the season. They're 13-5 and lead the Midwest League West Division by two games, with Cedar Rapids currently sitting in second place. For the Peoria Chiefs, they still have the worst record in the Midwest League. They're 5-13, 3-7 on the road, and losers of back-to-back ball games. Let's go ahead and get you the starting lineups for this Saturday night affair. We'll start with the Chiefs, the high A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Of course, they're managed by skipper Roberto Espinosa. Leading off for Peoria, it's the second baseman, John Gazdar. Ryan Campos will hit second and do the catching. And batting third in left field, it's Zach Levinson. Joshua Baez bats fourth and plays right. Juan Bin Cho is once again in center field, batting fifth. And at shortstop, it's the six-hole hitter, Miguel Villarroel. Brian Joubert will bat seventh and play first. Michael Chiarelli bats eighth and plays third base. And batting ninth, it's the designated hitter, Gianfranco Salazar. On the mound for Peoria, it's the 22-year-old right-hander from Los Llanos in the Dominican Republic, Hansel Rincon. He is making his 27th career start for Peoria, having spent each of the last two seasons in the Midwest League. Last year with the Chiefs, he led the team in total innings with 132 and two-thirds frames completed. He had a 380 ERA and a 9-7 record. Here in 2025, he's been right around those marks again. Obviously, a much smaller sample size, but a 397 earned run average in 2025. He's made three total appearances and two starts and is holding opposing hitters to just a 179 average through his first 11 and a third innings on the mound. He did not face Quad Cities on opening weekend back in the first week of April. He's coming in off a 3 1/3 inning relief appearance against Cedar Rapids on April 18th when he gave up his first run of the season and then four more. Colonels tagged him for five runs in those 3 1/3 after starting the season with eight straight scoreless in a couple of starts. More on Rincon later, but now it's the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the high-A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. They are managed by Jesus Asuaje, who's not with the team right now, so assistant hitting coach Kyle McKinnon will once again have the lineup card duties. Leading off for the Bandits, it's the left fielder Eric Torres, who currently holds a 10-game hit streak, the best active mark for Quad Cities this year. Daniel Vasquez hits second. He's red hot. He plays shortstop. And batting third, it's the second baseman, Sam Pulisinga, the switch hitter back in the lineup after a breather yesterday. Callan Moss reprises his role in the four hole. He'll play first base defensively. Carson Rockefeller is back in there. He's in center field, batting fifth. And batting sixth, it's the third baseman, Austin Charles. Brian Gonzalez bats seventh. He's over and right. Carter Frederick is back in there. He'll serve as the DH and hit eighth. And batting ninth, it's the Quad Cities catcher, Canyon Brown. On the hill for the Bandits, it's the 21-year-old lefty from Hartford, Connecticut, and the Royals' number 12 prospect for MLB Pipeline, Frank Mazzucato. Moss has been fantastic this season. He is 1-0 with a 172 ERA and is the reigning Midwest League Pitcher of the Week after giving up no earned runs in a five-inning start against Beloit back on the 16th. Time to close down the River Bandits pregame show and step aside for the anthem. When we come back, we'll get this Saturday night contest going live on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Thank you.
River Bandits baseball is back on the air. It's a beautiful Saturday night at Modern Woodman Park as Quad Cities hosts the Peoria Chiefs for game four of a six-game series. Once again, Kyle Kercheval welcoming you inside the historic John O'Donnell Press Box. It's a pleasure to have you along with us for game 20 of Quad Cities 2025 campaign. Getting the start for the Bandits tonight, it's number 24, Frank Mazzucato, the 21-year-old southpaw from Hartford, Connecticut. As I mentioned, he is MLB Pipeline's number 12 prospect in the Royal System, and he is off to a terrific start this year. A 1-0 record, a 1.72 ERA, and 13 strikeouts through 15 and two-thirds innings. Tonight, he'll make his 35th career high A start and his 6th against the Peoria Chiefs going back to last year. He met them for the first time this season on opening day. He was the opening day starter in game one of the season opening doubleheader on April 5th. He gave up just one run in five innings on one hit with three walks and three strikeouts. As I mentioned, he threw five innings in a start against Beloit last week, took a no decision, but gave up just one unearned run and struck out four en route to Midwest League Pitcher of the Week honors. He'll get John Gazdar, Ryan Campos, and Zach Levinson here in the top of the first inning. It's a beautiful night for baseball. Temperatures in the low 60s with mostly sunny skies, just a slight set of hazy clouds beyond the center field wall, and a slight breeze blowing in from left field. Left on right, Mazzucato's first pitch of the evening is a strike on the outer half, and we are underway at 5:32 Central Time. Gazdar, the second baseman for Peoria today, swings at the second offering and fouls it into the Party Plaza. Gazdar hitting .295 in his first 13 games this year. It's his first season with Peoria. Out of the windup, Mazzucato's pitch. Way high and outside. And it's one ball and two strikes. Frank, 6'3", 175 pounds. He comes home again. And Gazdar again takes high and away, 2-2. Mazzucato with his fastball, curveball, changeup, and slider arsenal. Pitches from the extreme third base side of the rubber. The 2-2. Breaking ball, chopped towards the hill. Mazzucato can't get it. Kulasingham charges, slings to first, and got it there in time. It's out number one. Really good work from Sam Kulasingham, who had a small amount of time to work with. Frank looked like he was upset that he was unable to get to the baseball, which was about 4 or 5 feet to his left on the infield grass. Kulasingham, though, there to help him out. So one away, and with the bases empty, here's the left-handed hitting catcher Ryan Campos. First pitch. Check swing. Doesn't matter. Strike on the outer half. Here's the rest of the defense for Quad Cities. As you may expect, it's Carson Rockefort patrolling center field. Eric Torres is in left, Brian Gonzalez in right. 0-1. Curveball missed low. One ball, one strike. Daniel Vasquez is back at short. Austin Charles is at third. Sam Kulasingham at second. Callan Moss at first. And Canyon Brown is behind the plate. 1-1. High and inside. Two balls and one strike. Mazzucato, still just 21 years old. He's pitching for Quad Cities for a third season, the 2-1. Low and inside, three balls, one strike. Of course, most of his time with Quad Cities was last year. He started the season on the opening day roster. In 2023, spent most of the year in single-A Columbia. 3-1 is on the way. Called strike on the outer half, and it's a full count. Fastball for Mazzucato at 92, which is a little bit higher than where he's been sitting this year. He's been 90-91. The payoff pitch. Low and outside, ball four. Campos draws a walk, and he's aboard with one out. Brian has not swung it particularly well this week. He's entering the ballgame 1-for-10 in the series, but he now has four walks in his first few games against Quad Cities this week. So the Bandits defense shifts to double play depth with a man at first and one out. And the right-handed hitting Zach Levinson is in the box. Mazzucato into the stretch. First pitch. A little bit high for ball one. Hard to believe that Mazzucato has now spent four seasons in the minor leagues. And again, just 21 years old. Frank looks to first base. Now the 1-0. Called strike in the low outside corner. It is 1-1. Last season with the Bandits, a 3.45 ERA and 101 and 2/3 innings. 1-1. Down and inside. It bounces away from Brown. He finds it, but not before Campos is able to scooch up to second base. That is likely going to be a wild pitch on Mazzucato, his second of the season, and Peoria puts a man into scoring position. Chiefs have just one win in their first four games against Quad Cities in this series, and their offense has generally struggled. Mazzucato's 2-1. Fouled straight back into the screen. Two balls, two strikes on Levinson. Now, during this series, Peoria is only hitting 152 with a Midwest League worst 234 on-base percentage. So a chance like this, precious. Mazzucato checks Campos a couple of times. Now the 2-2. Low and inside on the breaking ball, and the count goes full. Mazzucato with seven walks through his first 15 and two-thirds innings pitched this year. Of course, he walked Campos just a moment ago. Brown sets up the target. Frank kicks and fires. Check swing. Pitch was low, and it's a swinging strike two, as called by Alan Bryan, the home plate umpire. It's actually going to be strike three for Mazzucato's first K of the ball game. Levinson making a slow walk towards the first base dugout. He's upset that A, he was out, and B, that there was no appeal to Robert Bonet, the field umpire. So Frank avoids that second walk, picks up the second out instead, and now turns his attention to another right-handed hitter in right fielder Joshua Baez, who's had a good series. First pitch, high and outside, ball one. Baez has hits in three straight ball games. He's four for his last 11 and is hitting in the 360s against the River Bandits this year. 246 overall in 2025. Scoreless ball game in the top of the first. Chiefs with a man at second and two outs. Mazzucato pauses at the belt and delivers. Low and inside, two balls, no strikes. Baez, a second round pick by the Cardinals back in 2021. He was taken out of high school. Comes from back east over in the Boston area. Here's the 2-1. Outside, three balls and no strikes. Frank is from not too far away, over in Hartford, Connecticut. Ellington, to be a little more specific. He was the seventh overall pick in 2021. Also taken out of high school. 3-0. High and away, ball four. So another first inning walk issued by Mazzucato. And it will put another duck on the pond for Juan Bin Cho, the Chiefs' center fielder, who hits fifth today. Frank, a little bit exasperated, takes his hat off and gets a visit from the catcher, Kenyon Brown, and Derek Lewis, the River Bandits' pitching coach. Well, the Bandits' starting rotation, you don't need me to remind you, has been absolutely elite to start the 2025 season. Bandits starting rotation leads all of minor league baseball with a 182 ERA and a .93 whip over 94 innings, which is the most of any single, double, or high A club, and even more than nine AAA teams. Thanks to the six-inning start from Logan Martin yesterday, Quad City starters have combined for 13 consecutive starts of five or more innings. Juan Bin Cho now in the box, ready to go. Mazzucato with men at first and second and two outs. First pitch, low and away for ball one. Mazzucato's been a part of that streak, and all three of his starts this year have gone five plus. He even worked into the sixth inning against Wisconsin back here in Davenport on April 10th. He was an error away from a quality start. 1-0. There's a strike on the high outside corner. 1-1 on Cho. Slow start to the year for the South Korea native. He's just 3-for-13, or rather 3-for-30 here in 2025. 1-1. Bloop towards shallow center field. Over to his left is Rockefort. He's got it, and the inning comes to a close. So a couple of walks given out by Frank Mazzucato in the top of the first inning, but nothing comes of it. Chiefs strand a pair. We go to the bottom of the first. Scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play. River Bandits are coming to the plate for the first time on this warm Saturday evening. Chiefs and Quad Cities battling it out for the fourth time in this six-game series. Bandits have won three of the first four. And one of the reasons why, the leadoff man, Eric Torres, who steps in to face Hansel Rincon. First pitch. Called strike on the high outside corner. Torres, Vasquez, and Kula Singham make up the top third of Kyle McKinnon's lineup card today. Rincon out of the full windup, the 0-1. Low and outside, the fastball missed. Rincon, 22 years old, an international free agent signed by the Cardinals in 2019 out of Los Llanos in the Dominican Republic. 1-1 on the way. Torres takes a called strike two, just found the outer black. Torres with hits in 10 consecutive ball games. He has an OPS over 1,000 during that stretch. 1-2. Way outside. It skipped in the left-handed batter's box. It's two balls, two strikes. That mark is tied for the second longest active hit streak in the Midwest League right now. And Torres is also riding a 12-game on-base streak. Rincon's 2-2. A swing and a foul ball. Torres just got a piece. It popped out of Campos' glove and Bandits left fielder will stay alive. As a result of his hot play recently, Torres' average on the year is up to 395. 2-2 from Rincon. Breaking ball, pulled on the ground, but foul behind the Bandits' bullpen. Well, if you didn't catch the game last night, Quad Cities put together its most productive offensive game of the year by far. They beat the Chiefs 13-4 and had a season-high 18 hits. Another 2-2 to Torres. Breaking ball, nubbed foul. Back towards the backstop. Had Torres reaching out, but he made contact. So Rincon trying to settle down this Quad Cities lineup that's hitting 304 with a team 824 OPS in this series. Another 2-2. And another foul ball. Torres reaches out and squirts it towards the first base dugout. I was mentioning it in the pregame show. Rincon with plenty of experience against Quad Cities. He made four starts against the Bandits last year, but struggled to the tune of a 6.75 ERA and a 1-4 record. 2-2 on the way. Skied in the air, down the first base side, over into the bullpen goes Jobert. And the first baseman watches it land foul into the Party Plaza. So this is now five consecutive foul balls. Something Torres has done well during this hit streak. He's only struck out four times in his last 10 games. Rincon tries again. And once more, Torres slaps it out of play over the right side of the ballpark. This will be at least an 11-pitch battle between Eric Torres and Hansel Rincon. Tough way to start the game if you're the right-hander. He's got his sign from Campos. The pitch on the way. Popped him up. This one's probably in play. First base side in foul territory. The catcher Campos reaches out, makes a basket catch just in front of the first base dugout. So a valiant effort from Eric Torres, but he's retired after an 11-pitch fight. And Rincon picks up the first down. Defensively for Peoria, they've got Juan Bincho in center with Zach Levinson in left, Joshua Baez in right field. Kiriali's at third, Villarroel at short, Gazdar at second, Jobert at first, Campos behind the plate. Here's the red-hot Daniel Vasquez. First pitch, called strike on the outer half. He picked up his first career five-hit game yesterday. First five-hit game for a Bandit in 2025, and the first one since Jared Dickey accomplished the feat last July in Cedar Rapids. 0-1. Skied out of play on the first base side. It's nothing and two. Vasquez, obviously amazing yesterday, but in his last 10 games, he's been great, posting a .415 average. He's 8-for-16 in this series. Here's the pitch. Wave and a miss. And Vasquez chases strike three below the knees. Nice pitch there from Rincon. He's retired the first two Bandits hitters he's seen tonight. And here comes the third, the second baseman, Sam Pulisingham. Sam was out of the lineup yesterday. Last we saw him was Thursday when he made his leadoff spot debut, but went 0-for-5. Switch hitter, bats left-handed, shows bunt at the first pitch and puts it down foul off of Kulasingham while he was still in the batter's box. The Chiefs are saying that that hit Sam when he was out of the box and it should be an out. Roberto Espinosa, the Chiefs skipper, was quickly out of the dugout and is now motivated Alan Bryan, the plate umpire, to ask for Robert Bonet's opinion. Two will talk it out about halfway down the first baseline. Roberto Espinosa looks on from the edge of the infield grass just in front of the dugout. And they are calling him out. So Robert Bonet confirms that it hit Kulasingham while he was out of the box. And there you go. As you can see on Valley Sports Live, Kulasingham did seem to knock it with his knee as he was exiting the box. So that's out number three. And a clean inning of work for Hansel Rincon. We're off to the second in Modern Woman Park. Scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Need some River Bandits merchandise? Rascal's Den is the place to go. Located just inside Modern Woodman Park, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store behind Section 7 or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Mike Mazzucato back to work for the top of the second inning. Chiefs and Bandits scoreless here early on. First pitch to Miguel Villarroel is high and outside for ball one. Him, Jobert, and Curiali do up for the Chiefs as Villarroel chases in the dirt, and the count evens at 1-1. Well, in between innings, acting Bandits manager Kyle McKinnon voiced his displeasure with plate umpire Alan Bryan. The pitch. That's low. 2-1. Of course, he was upset that he used Robert Bonet's opinion, the field umpire, to judge a call that took place in the batter's box where he thought Allen would have a better look at it. 2-1. Line foul into the Party Plaza. 2-2 on Villarroel. Originally, it was ruled on a bunt that Sam Quillisingham made contact with the baseball while he was still in the batter's box, so that's just a foul ball. But upon further review and after getting Robert Bonet's thoughts, it was ruled an interference. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Mazzucato drops the curveball on Villarroel. Second strike out of the game for Maz and the first out in the top of the second. That's a pretty pitch there from Frank. Of course, it's his bread and butter. When he was coming out of high school, it was the pitch that kind of made him famous, so to speak. And it's always his go-to out offering. Now Jobert, and he skies one out of play for strike one. Braden is one of three Chiefs lefties in the lineup today. 0-1. Inside, 1-1. There are just not a lot of left-handed hitters on either roster. Of course, the Bandits had 9 right-handed hitters in the order yesterday. 1-1 for Mazzucato. Breaking ball in the dirt. It is 2-1. Bandits have played most lefties the way they're playing Jobert right now, and that's with a heavy shift to the pull side. 2-1. Popped him up, of course, on the left side in foul ground. Third baseman Charles racing over. He slides and makes the catch in front of the dugout. Nice wheels and nice concentration by the Bandits third baseman. He had to range a long ways from about halfway between second and third to get all the way in front of the dugout. There's the replay on Bally Sports Live, and Charles, as always, making it look smooth. So a couple of outs here in the top of the second. Here's Michael Curiali. First pitch. That curveball's missed low for ball one. Jobert is now 0-11 to start this series. Curiali, just 1-11. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Good changeup. It's a ball and a strike. Curiali is off to a good start this year, hitting over 300, but I just noted his struggles with the Bandits have been evident as he pulls one on the ground. A one-hopper to Austin Charles. Third baseman now throws across the diamond and ends the inning. A 1-2-3 frame for Frank Mazzucato. We go to the bottom of the second, and we're still scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Road to Royalty.
Craig Mazzucato's got a couple of scoreless innings on the hill for the River Bandits. So QC to the plate in the bottom of the second. Scoreless against the Peoria Chiefs. Middle third of the order set to face Hansel Rincon. Right-hander's first pitch is a little bit low and a 1-0 count for Callan Moss. He'll be followed by the lone lefty in the order, center fielder Carson Rockefort. Austin Charles is in the hole. 1-0. Foul back to the screen, a ball and a strike. Well, as the Bandits' bats have started to warm up this year, Callan Moss has been a huge part of the recent efforts. His average on the year, 231, but the RBI total is great. The pitch. Pulled foul down the stairs in the third base dugout. Moss with 14 RBIs in his last nine games, and he's got five this series. Bandit scored 13 runs yesterday. He was responsible for driving in the first three. 1-2 from Rincon. Wave and a miss. Got him swinging. Strike three. So a couple of canes for Rincon. He's retired all four Bandits hitters he's faced to start the night. And here's the aforementioned Carson Rockefort. Carson playing in his 16th game for Quad Cities this year, batting a .185 with three homers and eight driven in. Those three homers lead the team. First pitch. Breaking ball in there for strike one. A big curveball, or I guess the slider from Rincon. He's, by the scouting report, has just a three-pitch mix. Fastball, slider, changeup. A one on the way. Wave and a miss. That time a changeup, and it's 0-2. Rock did not play yesterday. In the game Thursday, went 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts, but drew a pair of walks and stole second base a couple of times. Leads the Bandits with seven swiped bags this year. Rincon's 0-2. Chopped on the ground, foul to the first base coach's box, and we'll do it again. Rockefort, the number 21 prospect in the Royal system per MLB Pipeline. 2-for-9 in this series with one of those three homers and a couple driven in. Rincon out of the windup. Another 0-2. Poked foul over the third base side of the ballpark and out of play. Rincon, 6'3", 185 pounds. A slender starting pitcher wearing the high red socks with the white and blue cardinal stripes across the calves. Another 0-2. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Rockefort chased that breaking ball as well. So early on, that pitch has been really good for Rincon. He's increased his slider usage, or rather his changeup usage this year. But it seems like his go-to secondary option is the slider. So two outs, nobody on. Austin Charles, the right-handed hitting third baseman up there for the first time tonight. He hits sixth. First pitch. Wave and a miss. 0-1. Fastball at 92. I mentioned Rincon struggled against Quad Cities last year. 1-3 with a 6.75 ERA. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. The breaking ball. 0-2. One of the reasons he struggled was he gave up five home runs in four starts. Unfortunately, there's no one on the Bandits roster this year that homered against Rincon last season. 0-2. Tapped foul towards the first base, or rather the third base dugout, right past Brian Gonzalez. Carter Jensen, Spencer Nivens, Jack Pineda. Just a couple of guys who homered against Rincon. 0-2. Low and inside. Looked like the fastball at 94. It's a ball and two strikes. 0-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Neither team has recorded a hit just yet. 1-2. Got him swinging. Strike three on the slider. Hansel Rincon strikes out the side. 1-2-3 in the home half of the second. He's got four Ks within his first six outs. We're off to the third. Scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodmen Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodmen Park, where your event comes to play. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodmen Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000. Starter Hansel Rincon is taking care of all six Bandits hitters he's faced to start the night. Frank Mazzucato has given up a couple of walks, but has yet to allow a hit through his two scoreless innings. Top of the third, John Frank Salazar leads it off for Peoria, and then it's back to the top of the order in John Gazdar. First pitch, skied in the air, first base side, foul ground. Callan Moss near the fence is going to run out of room. It's just a foot or two beyond his reach, out of play into the Party Plaza. Salazar, 1-for-10 in this series with a lone RBI. He's hitting 308 to start 2025. Mazzucato's 0-1. Called strike. Low outside corner on the fastball, and it's nothing and two on Salazar. Neither team with a hit just yet. Neither team's committed an error. Mazzucato with a couple of strikeouts under his belt through two innings, both swinging. 0-2. Got him swinging right on cue. A curveball to get Salazar chasing down and away. And make it three strikeouts for Mazzucato, who's really been throwing the Uncle Charlie nicely to start the game. So back to the top of the order for Gazdar. Ryan Campos on deck. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Looked like the changeup. Mazzucato, 6 feet, 3 inches tall, 175 pounds. He's got those 3/4 blue sleeves on, per usual, to go with the alternate black threads. 0-1. Low and outside, a fastball missed. It's 1-1. Third pitch of the AB. Wave and a miss. Off speed around the low outside corner. Gazdar's not taking a timeout. He's right back in the box, and Mazzucato delivers. Chopped on the ground to second base. 4 hops for Sam Coolisingham. Easy play to first. 2 gone. So Gazdar's grounded out to his counterpart at second base, Sam Coolisingham, in each of his first 2 ABs today. And with 2 outs and nobody aboard, here's the left-handed hitting catcher, Ryan Campos. Campos drew one of those 2 Mazzucato walks, did so in the first. The pitch bounces in front of home for ball one. He's 1-for-10 in the series, but has walked 4 times. Former catcher at Arizona State is the Cardinals' number 18 prospect per MLB pipeline. The 1-0. Fastball right at the base of the zone. Perfect location for that 90-mile-per-hour pitch. It's 1-1. Mazzucato quickly fires again. Grounded to second base once more. Sam Coolisingham's got it. Short little flip to first. That's the inning. Mazzucato has settled in. He's retired 7 straight Peoria Chiefs hitters. He's faced 2 over the minimum. And we go to the bottom of the third, scoreless, on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Road to Royalty. Frank Mazzucato cruised through the top of the third inning, needed just 10 pitches to set down the Chiefs in order, and he only threw two out of the zone. So the Bandits right back to the plate to face Hansel Rincon, who's been equally as effective in his own right. Two scoreless innings, 29 pitches. He's thrown just four total balls. Gonzalez, Frederick, and Brown, three righties to face the right-handed starter. First pitch to Gonzalez. Called strike in the low outside corner. Bryan continues to be such a steady source of offense for the Bandits this year. 317 average, 5 RBIs. Make it 6 for Gonzalez. A 1. Rolled foul over by the Bandits dugout. Had Gonzalez out in front. Rincon is been using his slider to great effect so far today. It's been his slider and Mazzucato's curveball that have been equally challenging for the opposition. 0-2 pitch. Skied out of play over the first base side. Gonzalez with three hits yesterday, including a couple of doubles. He also drove in two runs. 7 for 20 in this series with three doubles and three driven in. Takes a little bit of extra time to do some yard work in the right-handed box. Now he's back ready to go. Rincon delivers another 0-2. Curveball in the dirt. 1-2. Again, that's the slider. I keep calling it a curveball because that's what it looks like. Rincon gets a lot of up and down movement on that pitch as opposed to horizontal movement. 1-2 on the way. Couldn't get him to chase it again. Low and outside, it's 2-2. 23-year-old Brian Gonzalez, 6'2", 212 pounds. He's over in right field today. He's played the corner outfield spots and first this season. 2-2, hit in the air to right center field, but that's playable for Juan Bin Cho. He'll actually give way to Joshua Baez, who heads over to make the catch. And that's 7 straight retired by Hansel Rincon.
Next up for your Quad Cities Riverbands, designated hitter number 15, Carter.
So the Bandits once again having to bat from behind in the count. Rincon's just been pounding the strike zone. 35 pitches, 29 strikes as he goes up against the designated hitter, Carter Frederick. Another right-on-right matchup. The first pitch is swung through for strike one. Again, the slider. Frederick didn't see any of the action yesterday. On Thursday, 1-for-3 with a single and a bases-loaded walk. He's hitting 250 this year. A 1. Low and outside, 1-1. 22-year-old Carter Frederick. Open stance in the right-handed batter's box. Rincon with the 1-1. Check swing. Doesn't matter. Called strike on the low inside corner, and Frederick did not like that call. It is 1-2. Talked a lot about Eric Torres' hit streak, but Frederick's got one going as well. He's recorded hits in 7 consecutive ball games. He's hitting 321 over his last week of play. The pitch. Got him swinging at that breaking ball again. 5th strikeout for Hansel Rincon. And the slider has just given the Bandits fits here in the early 3rd. 88 miles per hour on that pitch, and he's getting it to dive wherever he wants it. So 2 gone, and nobody aboard for the catcher, Canyon Brown, who's back in the lineup today. First pitch. Slider down and outside. Brown in the game Thursday went 1-for-4 with a single, a stolen base, and a run scored. He's 3 for his last 10, including a double. Rincon's 1-0. Outside with the fastball at 94. 2 balls and no strikes. Scoreless game in the bottom of the 3rd here at Modern Woodman Park. Chiefs and Bandits meeting for the 5th time in 6 games this week. The pitch. Ground ball back up the middle. It's a base hit for Canyon Brown. First knock of the night for either team, and the fans get a little something to cheer about on offense. Poked one to the left of Miguel Villarroel. Got a fastball that was actually middle out. But Brown gets some good extension and sends it off the end of the bat into left center. So a 2-out opportunity for the top of the Bandits order, Eric Torres. And he'll take low and inside. Eric popped up in foul ground back in the 1st inning after an 11-pitch battle. Gives you an idea of how well he's seeing the ball right now. 1-0. Grounded foul over by the back stairs in the Bandits dugout. In fact, the ball rolls straight down the stairs. 20-year-old Eric Torres from Santiago de los Caballeros. A couple of Dominican-born ball players facing each other here. 1-1 in the dirt, blocked by Campos. It keeps Brown at first base. Brown's only hitting 152 to start the season, but it seems like every time he gets on base, he's willing to run. He has successfully stolen all 5 bases he's attempted to nab this year. He's held at first by Jobert, not going on the 2-1. The fastball is inside, and it's 3 balls and a strike to number 4. Quad Cities as a team has 44 stolen bases in 53 attempts, second most in the league. Pickoff throw to first, and it hit Brown, who keeled over for a moment, but is back standing up. Jobert tried to reach around him to knock it down, and now Canyon asks for time so he can walk it off. That caught him, I think, on the back of his leg. And that one will sting. Here's the replay on Bally Sports Live. Canyon just minding his own business, takes a step back, and ooh, got it off the back of his right cleat. Nice shot from the third base camera. May have been on the ankle. Either way, didn't feel good. Ready to resume action. 3-1 count. The pitch to Torres is popped foul over the screen and out of play. Seems like everything Torres swings at these days, he gets some kind of piece of. And I guess that's how you end up hitting 386 through your first 12 games this year. Not a lot of extra base hits for Torres, but that's not really his thing atop the card. Brown will be off with the pitch, 2 outs and a full count. Rincon delivers, and Torres sprays it beyond the party plaza and out of play down by the river. Well, by himself, Torres has made Rincon throw 16 times. 16 of Rincon's 48 pitches have gone to one guy. Here's another 3-2. Another foul ball. That's off the sweets on the first base side, down into the seating bowl. We've seen some fantastic catches from Bandits fans to start the year. That was not a catch, but a nice maneuver by the young man to hurdle the back row of seats and grab a souvenir. Rincon looks in once more, a peek over at Brown. Now the 3-2. Got him swinging. Down on strikes goes Torres. That's the sixth strikeout in three scoreless innings for Hansel Rincon. The Bandits strand their first base runner of the game in the third. We're off to the fourth. Bandits and Chiefs scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Need some River Bandits merchandise? Rascal's Den is the place to go. Located just inside Modern Woodman Park, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store behind Section 7 or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Scoreless innings are in the books on this Saturday night in the Quad Cities. River Bandits and Chiefs enter the top of the fourth, and Frank Mazzucato goes back to work on the hill. So far, 46 pitches, 25 strikes. He's yet to give up a hit, just two walks, which were all allowed in the first inning. And since his last walk, Mazzucato's retired seven in a row. For Peoria, it's 3-4-5 in the form of Zach Levinson, Joshua Baez, and Juan Bincho. Brief delay before we start the inning. And now here we go. Mazzucato delivers. High and outside, ball one. The key for Mazzucato today has been that curveball. He's picked up his strikeouts via that pitch. 1-0. Hit high in the air, deep to the left field corner. Torres ranging over near the chalk will make the catch on the move. He had a long ways to go, and he hauls it in for the first out. Levinson just got underneath that one. 91 miles per hour out of Mazzucato's hand, 98 off the bat. Got the pitch middle in he was looking for, but didn't turn on it just enough. So base is empty and one down for Baez. And Joshua takes a swing and comes up empty on the fastball. Baez was the last Chief to reach base. He drew that two-out walk in the first but was quickly left stranded. A one. Breaking ball chopped over to second base. Two high hops for Sam Kulasingam. A sidearm throw to first is in time. And it's now nine straight retired by Mazzucato. So he continues to settle in just as he's done all season. Few pitchers in the Midwest League have been better in the month of April over the last 2 years than Frank. Left on left, here's Juan Bincho with two outs. First pitch, breaking ball dips in for strike one. In the last two seasons, Mazzucato is 2-0 with a .91 ERA in the month of April. Here's the 0-1. Low and outside, 1-1. He also has a .74 whip in this month, and opponents are only hitting .094 against him. The pitch. Swing and a miss on the curve. It's 1-2. Of course, not including tonight. Opposing batters have just 9 hits in 29 2/3 April innings pitched by Frank Mazzucato. This is not the time of the year you want to face him. Frank going for another scoreless inning and perhaps His fourth strikeout. 1-2 to Cho. Got him on strikes. Breaking ball in the dirt. Sure enough, four scoreless innings for Mazzucato. He's yet to allow a hit, and he's got four Ks to boot. 10 straight, Chiefs set down. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's 0-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty. After 17 runs were scored in the ball game yesterday, we enter the bottom of the fourth today, and Quad Cities and Peoria have combined for just one hit, and neither team has scored. Bandits bats back to work against Hansel Rincon. Daniel Vasquez leads off the top, or the bottom of the fourth. First pitch, swing and a miss on that slider. Once again, Mazzucato's curveball, Rincon's slider have been the primary reasons why there are no runs up there just yet. Vasquez struck out in the first and now takes a pitch in the dirt for ball one. Vasquez 8 for 16 in the series, not including his first inning strikeout. Third baseman Curiali a bit shallow on the left side as Vasquez check swings one up the first base line. Rincon picks it up, throws to first, and gets the Bandit shortstop 1-3 for out number one. An accidental swing there from Vasquez. Actually taking a look at the strike zone info up here, that was a good pitch to hit. Hanging breaking ball down the middle, but Vasquez never really committed. The half swing resulted in weak contact and the first down. So one out, nobody aboard, and now the switch hitting Sam Kulasingham is back up there. He was out via batter's interference his first time up. He fouls one out of play. Rincon continuing to fill the strike zone. 54 pitches, 41 strikes. He did have some issues with the walk his last time out. The pitch. That's tapped foul again, 0-2. Last week against Cedar Rapids, Rincon pitched 3 1/3 against the Colonels. Gave up 5 runs and 3 hits, but he walked 5. No walks through 3 1/3 tonight, though. 0-2 to Kulasingham. Slapped foul off the sweets on the left side and down into the seating bowl. Sam's batting 213 in his first full season as a River Bandit. Of course, came up at the end of last year after a brief stint in Single A Columbia. He was the Royals' 14th round pick in the draft last year out of Air Force. Another 0-2. Ground ball, it's going to get through. Base hit into right center field. Another seeing eye single for Quad Cities. Kulasingham gets his second hit of the week. And the Bandits get their second hit of the night. Canyon Brown poked one into left center for his hit in the third. Sam with one into right center here. Got jammed a little bit on that pitch, but muscled it through. So double play depth for the Chiefs defense. Man at first, one out for Callan Moss, who will take a slider in the dirt. Callan in the midst of a 9-game on-base streak. 17 driven in 15 games this year. Decent lead at first from Coolisingham. Chaubert holds him. Not going. The next pitch is lined, but foul into the bleachers on the third base side. Bottom of the fourth at Modern Woman Park. Bandits and Chiefs are scoreless thus far. Rincon from the third base side of the rubber. Now a throw over. Coolisingham dives back safely. Sam has stolen four bases in five tries to open up the year. The 1-1. Curveball is low. Again, it's a slider. Every time I call the curveball, it's a slider. But boy, does it look like one. Ball two on Moss. So much vertical movement on that pitch from Rincon. It's not only fooling the Bandits hitters, it's fooling me, the pitch. Called strike. That definitely a fastball inner half. It's 2-2. Usually against right-handed hitters, Rincon tries to throw the fastball on the outer half of the zone, but this time comes into Moss and the count evens up. Rincon already with six strikeouts in the game. His pitch grounded over to short. Weakly hit. Tough turn. Villaruel's just going to go to first for the out. And Coolisingham goes up to second base. Smart play by Miguel Villaruel. There was just not enough time to get the guy at second base, much less turn two. So the Bandits will be faced with a two-out RBI spot. A situation they've been able to take advantage of in the last few ball games. Quad Cities is hitting 333 with men in scoring position this week. Rockefort struck out swinging in the second. First pitch is a strike on the inner half at 85. There is activity now in the first base bullpen. A Chiefs right-hander has gotten up in the form of Tyler Brott. And Cone's at 63 pitches. Here's his 0-1. Swung at and tipped into the glove of Campos. It's now 0-2 on Rock. This looks much more like the Hansel Rincon that appeared in the first two games for Peoria this year. Combined for eight scoreless innings and eight strikeouts and two starts against South Bend. Hit a bump in the road last week, but he is evidently back in the groove. Coolisingham at second base, two outs on the board. Here's Rincon's 0-2 to Carson Rockefort. Pitch on the way. Bounced in the dirt, knocked down by Campos. Coolisingham goes for third. The throw there won't get him. A wild pitch out of Rincon's hand gives Quad Cities a free 90 feet. Good jump from Coolisingham. Sod in the dirt quickly and then dove to the outside half of the bag to make the tag for Curiali as far away as possible. Pretty close play, but the high-risk, high-reward maneuver for Coolisingham pays off. Go-ahead run 90 feet away. Still two outs. Now the 1-2. Pulled foul into the first base dugout. A couple of Chiefs scatter in there. Rockefort has driven in eight runs for Quad Cities this year, played 12 games in the leadoff spot, and is now hitting fifth for the fourth time this season, where he's been most recently. Rincon delivers. Inside, it's behind Rockefort, off Campos' glove into the backstop. In to score is Coolisingham. Quad Cities takes a 1-0 lead on another wild pitch. Nice work from Rockefort to get out of the way on a ball that wound up behind him. Because, of course, if it hits him, it's a dead ball. But as Rock is able to dance the cleats out of the way, Coolisingham scores. So now the base is empty with two gone. The 2-2 got him on strikes. And Rincon, frustrated with himself, he got the punch out just one pitch too late. We go to the top of the fifth. Quad Cities has the first lead of the ball game. It's 1-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play. Chief starter Hansel Rincon has thrown 75% strikes tonight, but a pair of wild pitches caused Quad Cities to take a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth. Sam Kulasingham getting to third on a wild pitch, then scoring on a wild pitch. Frank Mazzucato back to work for the top of the fifth against Miguel Villarroel. First pitch is swung at and missed. Outer half of the zone for strike one. Villarroel, Chaubert, and Curiali, the batters. The pitch. It's low, the changeup. One ball, one strike. Villarroel has had a strong series. 4-for-10 with a triple and two driven in. Mazzucato's 1-1. Tapped foul off the plate umpire, Alan Bryan, but all is good. One ball, two strikes. Tyler Brott, the scheduled piggyback starter for the Chiefs, was throwing in the last half inning, but he has since sat down. 1-2 from Mazzucato. Curveball just missed. Down and away. Good take from Villarroel. That pitch has been the big one for Frank. All four strikeouts have come from it. 2-2. Low. Full count. Looked like a changeup that time. Mazzucato pats his chest as to say, my bad. Frank's got his sign. Out of the windup, the payoff pitch. Grounded sharply over to short, gathered by Vasquez. He sets his feet, throws to first, and Villarroel is retired. Some shortstop on shortstop crime for out number one. And now Braden Chaubert up for the second time today. Now Mazzucato's made it look as smooth and simple as he possibly can today. Gave up those two walks in the first inning, but since then, no base runners allowed. Left on left, first pitch. Chaubert takes high. 90-mile-per-hour fastball, it's 0-1. 11 consecutive retired by Mazzucato. The lefty's pitch. Called strike, high inside corner, it's 1-1. Starting ERA for the Bandits, continuing to tick its way down. Here it comes. Lined into left field, a base hit. Torres races to cut it off with a backhanded stop, and he'll get it in to hold Chaubert to a single. So it's the first hit of the game for Peoria and the club's first base runner since the opening inning. Good opposite field swing from Chaubert. And that one, one that he's probably quite happy with. It snaps an 0-for-11 start to the series and brings up Michael Curiali with one out. The first pitch, high and away for ball one. So many of the numbers for Mazzucato were just fun to look at as he has built up almost 300 innings of minor league play. Throw over to first, backstanding is Chaubert. But probably the most intriguing is his opponent's batting average, which in his career
is sitting at just 203. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Got Curiali chasing. It's 1-1. We all know the struggles Mazzucato has had with walks at times. He gives out 6 per 9 innings in his career, but his ability to limit hits is outstanding. 1-1 high in the air to straightaway center field. Carson Rockefeller looks through the partly cloudy skies, makes the catch, and retires Curiali for the second out. Jobert back to first. And now, as the walks continue to become limited and Mazzucato becomes more efficient, we're seeing him rattle off 5-6-inning starts like it's nothing. And it was challenging for him to do that his first few seasons in Quad Cities. First pitch in the dirt. A 1-0 count to John Frank Salazar. Obviously, still lots of season to go. But no longer are you seeing Mazzucato in the third inning with 60 or 70 pitches. 1-0. Swung on and missed. Got him fishing in the dirt. 1-1. Tonight, Mazzucato's gone 4 2/3 innings, 67 pitches, 38 strikes. 1 hit, 2 walks, and 4 Ks for the Connecticut native. Peek over to first. 1-1. Time's called, and the runner was off. It was Salazar who stopped the action. Alan Bryan granted it to him late. And Jobert, who was going first movement, got about halfway before he had to turn around. Let's see if the Chiefs keep the steal on here. Not going. 1-1 is waved at and missed. First strike, 2. Another pitch below the knees. Salazar chased it. John Frank went down swinging in the third. Mazzucato going for that 5th strikeout. He'll pick over to first. Jobert takes off for second. The throw to second is not held on to by Kulasingham. And Jobert is safe. Throw from Moss was a little bit high. And I think as Sam was trying to bring the ball down for the tag, it kind of slipped out of his glove. So Jobert steals second base despite Mazzucato picking over. Third of the year for Braden. Now the Chiefs with a tying run in scoring position and 2 outs. 1-2 to Salazar. Rolled over to third base. It's just fell. Charles is going to show off the arm, though, either way. And the count will hold. That was one of the slower pitches of the ball game for Mazzucato. We brought that down to 79 on the curve. And as a result, Salazar was extremely out front. Just able to get a piece. See what he goes to here. 1-2. It's a fastball lifted to right center field. It's playable for Rockefeller. He's got it, and the inning is over. 14 consecutive 5-inning starts for Quad Cities rotation. And Mazzucato with 5 scoreless tonight. We go into the bottom of the 5th. It's 1-0 Quad Cities on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Need some River Bandits merchandise? Rascal's Den is the place to go. Located just inside Modern Woodman Park, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store behind Section 7 or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. first half of the ball game tonight has been a pitcher's duel between Hansel Rincon and Frank Mazzucato, but as we start the bottom of the fifth, it's the Bandits with a slim 1-0 lead. Austin Charles, Brian Gonzalez, and Carter Frederick are due up against Hansel Rincon, who remains out there for a fifth frame. First pitch, swing and a miss, got Charles in front of that slider. Well, despite sitting down for the last half inning, Tyler Brott is once again starting to warm up in the Chiefs' bullpen as Rincon's pitch count closes in on 70. 0-1 gets another swing and a miss from AC. It's 0-2. Charles 1-for-9 in the series after striking out in the second. One of seven Ks for Hansel Rincon. That is a season high. Here's the 0-2. Tapped foul. Just got a piece of that breaking ball. Rincon's career high mark for strikeouts is 8. He accomplished that in September of last season while pitching for the Chiefs. 0-2 again. Charles reaches out and taps it foul towards Kyle MacKinnon. Bandits acting skipper's got it behind the third base coach's box. So a steady diet of sliders to Austin Charles, who has 22 strikeouts in his first 12 games this year, but he has showcased some pop. Had a triple the other day. 0-2. That's hit well. Deep into the left field corner. Levinson is going to range back and have room. Makes the catch, and there's one away. Charles finally got that fastball, and he got the bat to it around the high inside corner. Just didn't square it up all that much. So a couple of sliders to set up the high and inside heat. And up steps Brian Gonzalez, who flew out himself back in the third inning. His was to right field. Rincon back out of that full windup. The pitch. Fouled back. Good cut from Gonzalez. It's strike one. Brian's playing in his 217th career high A game. Spent parts of the last two seasons in the South Atlantic League with the Greenville Drive in the Red Sox system. 0-1. Low and outside. One ball, one strike. Last year with the Drive, 91 games, a .272 average, and 20 home runs. But he is yet to homer as a Bandit. 1-1. Tap foul to the left side. It's 1-2. Now, to be fair, the conditions have been anything but home run friendly to open the year, and they seldom are in a Midwest League April. Lots of wind, lots of cold temps, and, of course, out of spring training, pitchers are usually a bit ahead of hitters. That said, his .318 average, if the season were to end today, would be a career high for Gonzalez. So he's making contact, just not a lot of pop. 1-2. Chopped on the ground, foul. Another opportunity for Kyle MacKinnon, and it's underneath his bare hand into the bullpen. And I think that's the first missed opportunity in the third base coach's box for a Bandits skipper or acting skipper this year. Jesus Suárez's fielding percentage is still 1,000. 1-2. High fly ball to straightaway center field. That's higher than it is far. Juan Vincho underneath it. He's got it, and there are two away. So a couple of relatively quick outs for Rincon. It looks like he's on pace to get one more out. But as I say that, Roberto Espinosa's out of the first base dugout. And he's going to go ahead and make a move. Rincon at 78 pitches. Got through 4 2/3, allowing just one run. But development and arm care, the most important things here in high A. And you can see Rincon lobbying, trying to stay in the game. He's got a smile on his face. He'll get some fist bumps from his buddies and a pat on the back from his skipper. First pitching change of the night. It's the Peoria Chiefs making a move for Tyler Brott with two outs in the bottom of the fifth. It's 1-0 Quad Cities on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty. Hansel Rincon out, Tyler Brott in. Peoria goes to another right-hander to face Carter Frederick with the bases empty and two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Bandits with a slim 1-0 lead. Frederick struck out back in the third inning. Brott kicks and fires, and the slider is poured in for strike one. Really good start from Rincon, especially considering the struggles he had last week. He goes 4 2/3 tonight, gives up one run, and strikes out a season-high 7, and didn't walk anybody. The pitch. Slider's just inside, 1-1 to Frederick. Tyler Brott pitching against Quad Cities for already the third time this season. And for the second time this week, he's 0-2 on the year with an 8-10 earned run average. The pitch. Punched foul over the first base side, 1-2. We saw Tyler in the series opener on Tuesday, gave up 2 runs, but just 1 earned in 1 1/3 out of the bullpen. All 5 of his appearances this season have been in relief. 1-2 to Frederick. Just low and outside with a fastball. It is 2-2. I mentioned that Brott is more or less a scheduled piggyback starter for Peoria today, but he's not pitched more than 2 innings in an outing this year, so we'll see how deep into this ball game he goes. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Got him on a slider for strike 3. 8th strikeout of the game for Peoria pitching, and the Bandits go down in order for the third time in 5 frames tonight. They lead 1-0 as we go to the 6th. Frank Mazzucato back to work on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000. Frank Mazzucato's returning to the mound for Quad Cities as we start the 6th at Modern Woodman Park. He is protecting a 1-0 lead and going for his first quality start of the year and what would be the Bandits' 4th straight in this series. top third of the order to face the lefty Mazzucato. That's Gosdar, Campos, and Levinson. First pitch to John is high and outside for ball one. Mazzucato thus far, five scoreless innings, one hit, two walks, and four strikeouts. His pitch. Hold on the ground to third, but foul over by the Bandits bullpen. While Mazzucato is back out there, Frank's buddy Shane Panzini is warming up. And he will act as a piggyback starter of sorts today for Quad Cities. Here's the 1-1. Outside, two balls and one strike. Gosdar's 0 for 2 atop the card. A couple of ground balls to Sam Kulasingham today. The pitch. Now a ground ball over to short. Daniel Vasquez has it to the left of second. He throws on to first, and there's one away. Four strikeouts for Frank and a whole lot of ground balls. Per usual, a lot of weak contact against his pitches. So now one of the few left-on-left matchups Frank gets. It's Ryan Campos, the catcher. First pitch. Fastball, strike one on the low outside corner. Mazzucato getting ahead of guys early. He's kept the pitch count to 75 through 5 1/3. 0-1. Wave and a miss. 0-2. His whole arsenal has worked really well today. Campos takes a timeout before slowly working his way back in. Shift for the Bandits infield towards right, playing Campos to pull. 0-2. See you later. Called strike three, frozen on a breaking ball. Fifth K for Mazzucato. And Campos had no idea what to do with that one. So Frank has met, or matched, I should say, his season high with 5 2/3 innings. Another strikeout would match his strikeout season high, as Levinson takes in the dirt for ball one. Zach 0 for 2 in the 3 spot. Strikeout and a fly ball for him. Last time Mazzucato went 6 innings was last August against Peoria. The bench. Wave and a miss. Good changeup. It's 1-1. In his last 5 starts against the Chiefs, Mazzucato has a 1.33 ERA, and that number is only going down right now. The pitch. Curveball, called strike two. And now he's got Levinson in the palm of his hand. Changeup, curveball, fastball, all used in this AB. What's next? He's got the sign from Brown. Shakes off the first one, and now it's Levinson who will ask for time. Mazzucato at an even 80 pitches. 48 have gone for a strike, but he's only issued a pair of walks. Again, a shake of the first sign. Now he likes the second. 1-2. Line down the left field line. Foul into the Bandits bullpen. Look out down there, fellas. A couple of guys leaning out of the way. And the souvenir will get chucked up into the berm. That's Sam, or Zachary Collier, placating the fans. Two shakes for Mazzucato. Third one he likes. 1-2. Way outside. Slipped out of his fingers. Frank immediately licked the digits after that one got loose. And he'll reset. And now he's going to get a visit from Canyon Brown. Maybe a stall tactic of sorts here. And given that Frank has shaked off the last couple of signs, just say, hey, what do you want to throw in this spot? Of course, these two did not get to work together at all last year. This is the first season this battery has looked like this. So they're still getting to know each other. And it's one of the hardest things for a catcher to do is to learn his pitchers. But the good ones do, and they use it to their advantage. Bandits up 1-0 in the top of the sixth. Frank Mazzucato is a pitch away from his first quality start of the season. 2-2 on the way to Levinson. Curveball ripped into right field. It's a base hit. One hop right to Gonzalez, who thought about throwing to first base, but slings it in. Just the second hit of the ball game for Levinson, or rather for the Chiefs, the first for Levinson. It's his second of the series. And now Mazzucato drops his arms in disappointment as Kyle MacKinnon is out of that third base dugout. He is staring down his skipper right now. Frank does not want to leave this baseball game. And begrudgingly, Frank will give up the baseball, but boy, he turned in an excellent start. He's going to get a nice ovation from these River Bandits fans. Frank again withheld from a quality start, but he goes 5 2/3 scoreless. Most definitely quality in our books. Shane Panzini is out of the Bandits bullpen. He'll try to pick up the last out here in the top of the sixth inning. Quad Cities ahead 1-0.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty. After a really good 5 2/3 innings from Frank Mazzucato, right-hander Shane Panzini is the first man out of the Bandits bullpen. He'll try to pick up the final out here in the top of the sixth and strand what is the game-tying base runner at first. Joshua Baez stands in his way, and the first pitch is fouled straight back for strike one. So Mazzucato 5 2/3 scoreless, but of course he is responsible for Levinson. He allowed just two hits and two walks and struck out five. He gets within an out of a quality start for the second time this year. Panzini's 0-1. Fouled back again. It's 0-2. Shane and Frank are good friends, so it's only appropriate that one relieves the other. Panzini 0-1 with an even 4 ERA for Quad Cities this year. 9 innings pitched, 7 strikeouts and 3 walks. A 1.44 whip. Time is called. It's Joshua Baez who wants to pause. Both Shane and Mazzucato, guys that were drafted out of high school. Shane, 23, out of Spring Lake, New Jersey, was a fourth-round pick in 2021. Mazzucato was first-round pick at Kansas City that year. 0-2. Fouled back. A couple of nice cuts from Baez, but he can't quite square it up. Nothing in two. Things speed up a little bit now for Chiefs hitters. Mazzucato's fastball sits 89-92. Panzini, you're looking at 95-97. Another two-strike toss. Another fastball, and it's fouled out of play over the right side. Baez, one of four Chiefs hitters who's reached in this game. He got aboard via first-inning walk, but grounded out to second his last time up. Levinson at first, held by Moss. Panzini's 0-2 again. In the dirt, gets away from Brown into the backstop. Levinson up to second on a wild pitch without a throw. Second wild pitch of the season for Panzini. The second for Quad Cities, as Frank had one in the first inning. Peoria has been pretty good with men in scoring position in this series, despite their generally poor offensive play. They're batting 269 with runners at second and or third. 1-2. Popped him up. Straight up in the infield. Second baseman Sam Coolisingham waves away Moss, gets underneath it, and makes a two-handed catch to end the inning. Nice work from Shane Panzini. He strands that two-out single, and the Bandits go to the bottom of the sixth, still up 1-0.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Need some River Bandits merchandise? Rascal's Den is the place to go. Located just inside Modern Woodman Park, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store behind Section 7 or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Quad City's back to the plate against Tyler Brott. The Chiefs right-hander came in and picked up the final out of the fifth. Now he starts the sixth against Canyon Brown. Eric Torres and Daniel Vasquez do up next. First pitch, low and outside for ball one. Canyon singled back in the third inning, but did not score. He's got half of the Bandits' hits in this game and 25% of the total hits tonight. Brott delivers. Wave and a miss. Great curveball got Brown chasing. It is 1-1. Tyler is 24 years old, out of Virginia. 16th round pick by the Cardinals in 2023 out of East Carolina University. Here's the 1-1. Up and in. Two balls and one strike. I mentioned he's faced the Bandits twice before this season. And in each of those appearances, he gave up at least one earned run. The 2-1. Breaking ball blooped into right field. It's going to drop for a base hit. A 2-for-2 start out of the 9-hole for Canyon Brown. And he's quietly 5-for-9 in this series. That's some terrific production from anybody. And especially out of the guy hitting 9th. So that secondary leadoff man of sorts puts a man aboard for Eric Torres, whose 10-game hit streak has not yet been extended. He's 0-for-2 with a pop-out and a strikeout. Brott delivers. Breaking ball is up and in. He went to the slide step. It's 1-0. It's a way for a pitcher to kind of speed up his delivery and cut down on the amount of time it takes for the ball to get to the plate, thus giving a catcher more time to throw out a would-be base stealer. 1-0. Torres squares to bunt. It's out in front of the mound. Fielded by Brody, slings to first in time. The out is made, and Brown gets up the second. So that's going to be a sacrifice, I believe, for Eric Torres. And in a 1-0 game like this, I like the small ball effort. Quad Cities has not tried to sack bunt too often this year, but in the minors, you'll see it way more than you see in the major leagues. Potential second run of the game in scoring position for Daniel Vasquez. No one else you'd rather have up here. First pitch. Low and in for ball one. Vasquez 5-for-5 yesterday, 0-for-2 to start today. Struck out in the first, then bounced out in the fourth. That was the check swing roller. A look to Brown at second. Brott kicks and fires. Check swing, curveball is a called strike one on the low outside corner. Tyler stands at 5'10", 202 pounds. He's pitched for Peoria in each of the last two seasons. 1-1. Low and inside, two balls, one strike. Drafted out of East Carolina, but his first three seasons of college ball were actually at the Virginia Military Institute. Of course, the cadets over there in the Southern Conference. 2-1. Called strike, low outside corner. Again, Vasquez doesn't like the call. Two balls and two strikes. Of course, VMI's got some Quad Cities connections. Or really one connection. 2-2. High and away. Fastball missed. Three balls, two strikes. Only a handful of guys with major league experience went to that school, but one of the guys that does have some is Nate Eaton. Guy who was a member of the 2021 championship team and played in parts of 72 games for the Royals between 2022 and 2023. 3-2 pitch. It's low. Ball four. Vasquez draws a walk. And he'll pass the torch on to Sam Kulasingham, who hits in the three spot tonight. So not the worst thing in the world there for Brott after the sack bunt. Now a ground ball can get you an inning-ending double play, but you do have to induce that against the three-hole hitter. Chiefs pitching coach Will Hawks is on his way out to the hill. We're on the bottom of the sixth at Modern Woman Park. Quad Cities leads 1-0 in a game that has featured very little in terms of offense, especially when you consider the 24 combined hits and the 17 combined runs we had yesterday. Quad Cities was responsible for the vast majority of each of those, but tonight, things were not as easy against Hansel Rincon, who gave up the one run in his 4 2/3 inning start, along with seven strikeouts. Tyler Brott in there now, trying to quell this rally in the sixth. Two on, one out for Sam. Switch hitter, bats left-handed. Brott delivers. Fouled out of play on the left side. So you've got Tyler Brott with his time at VMI. And of course, you've got the second lieutenant and Sam Kulasingham at the plate. Do we have another nice catch down there? I'm telling you, it's every game, folks. Someone's making a play. 0-1. Dribbled out in front of the plate. Campo sheds the mask, picks up the ball, throws to first for the out. And now Brown takes a huge turn at third base, but is looked back by Jobert. Two outs on the board. Well, aside from a strikeout or a ground ball, that was probably the best case scenario for Peoria. That one was dribbled about 3 or 4 feet in front of the plate. An easy 2-3 for Campos and Jobert. But now, if Brott's going to get out of this inning unscathed, he has to strand two in scoring position against one of the best RBI guys in the league, Callan Moss. First pitch. Called strike in the low inside corner. I mentioned it before, Quad Cities in this series is 17 for 51 with runners in scoring position. That's a .333 average. Moss a huge part of that. 0-1. Another breaking ball. Another called strike. It's 0-2. But think about that, though. In the first four games for Quad Cities this week, they've had 51 at-bats with men in scoring position as opposed to Peoria, who's hitting .269 in their opportunities, but they've only had 26 chances. Brott's 0-2. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Got Moss chasing that breaking ball, and Callan slams the bat into the ground in disgust. So Quad Cities strands two in the sixth. Job well done for Tyler Brott. We go to the seventh. It's still 1-0 Quad Cities.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty. Top of 7 at Modern Woodman Park. Kyle Kercheval, thrilled to have you back with us on Bally Sports Live, MILB TV, and of course at riverbandits.com. 1-0 Bandits as we open up this new inning. Shane Panzini back on the hill after helping Frank Mazzucato complete the away half of the sixth. Juan Bincho leads off for the Chiefs. He'll take low and inside for ball one. Cho pulled his name out of the KBO draft and moved to the United States back in 2021. The 1-0. Called strike. Found the low outside corner. It's one ball and one strike. Believe it or not, a couple years ago, he became the first amateur player from Asia to ever sign with the St. Louis Cardinals. 1-1. Line drive, left field, base hit. Racing over is Torres. He will cut it off. Cho with a big turnaround first, but Eric got it in quick. And now a fire over towards first to make sure it's just a single. So Juan Bincho gets just his third hit of the series. But he treats the Chiefs to their first leadoff base runner of the night. Some activity in the Peoria bullpen. Another right-hander is starting to get loose in the form of DJ Carpenter. Here's Miguel Villarroel. Wave and a miss. Strike one. Miguel, 0-for-2, but his four hits in this series have been one of the bright spots for a offensively challenged Chiefs squad this week. Throw over to first. Back with a dive is Cho. Juan Bin is willing to run, but he's 0-for-1 in his single attempt this year. Panzini's pitch. Fouled back into the netting. It's 0-2. Villarroel on the season. Bats .241. No home runs, but a couple of doubles, a triple, and 5 RBIs. He's also the Chiefs' stolen base leader with 8. 0-2. Fouled off the catcher, Brown. We'll do it again. Panzo put together a really good performance to help close out the week in Beloit last weekend. Got a 4-inning save with 4 scoreless frames against the Skycar. Another 0-2. Fouled out of play on the first base side. And like I said, Panzini is basically a piggyback starter, so don't be surprised if he goes another 3 or 4 innings tonight. Moss is keeping tabs on Cho. The 2-strike toss is popped up towards shallow center. Kulasingham drifts out, and the second baseman makes the catch. A little hop to make sure he got it. One away. So good rebound from Panzini after the leadoff single. And now here's Braden Joubert. Braden is 1-for-2, single back in the fifth inning, a steal of second base shortly thereafter, but couple of fly balls. Allowed Frank Mazzucato to strand him. First pitch. Foul back. It's 0-1. Sends a couple of birds scattered. Shane Panzini out of the stretch. He's got his sign. Comes set. And the 0-1 pitch. Curveball tipped into Brown's glove. It's strike two. A little more riverboat action for you on the Mississippi today. We've got a barge now going down the river. This is the Crystal D. Taylor on its way to St. Louis. 0-2 pitch. Runner takes off. Outside on the pitch. Throw to second for Brown. It's not going to get him. Throw was a little bit off target. And Cho's head-first dive gets him in safely. That is a rare stolen base against Canyon Brown, who, as you know, entered tonight tied for the most caught stealings in minor league baseball with 12. And in now 20 attempts, that's just the eighth man who has successfully stolen a base against Canyon this year. So now Panzini going for the strikeout with a man at scoring position. The 1-2 in the dirt, blocked by Brown. Bandits up 1-0 in the top of the seventh inning. This is the first base-running adversity Quad Cities has faced since the first inning. Panzini spins around and looks back, Joe. Jobert has driven in 3 runs in his first 14 games this season. As time is called by Alan Bryan, Shane Panzini didn't look at Jobert before he started. But in this series, Braden is just 1-for-12 with 3 strikeouts. He's not driven in a run. 2-2 in the dirt, again blocked by Brown, and he looks back, Cho. Panzini's trying to get him to chase that breaking ball, but Braden's been able to lay off. 24-year-old from Slidell, Louisiana. 12th round pick at LSU back in 2023. Of course, plenty of talent coming out of that program. 3-2. Got him on strikes. Finally, Panzini gets him to chase something below the knees. And that's a big second out for Panzo. Dipped the changeup below the knees. 88 miles an hour, but with enough sink to dip away from the barrel of the bat. So 2 outs, that man still at second. And Michael Curiale, the hitter. And he takes a mighty cut through an elevated fastball that comes up empty. It's 0-1. Curiale is 0-for-2 today, 1-for-13 in the series. Here it comes. Fastball, throw goes to second base. Off for third goes Cho, and there's no throw there. Kulasingham dropped the baseball that was one hopped to second by Brown. They tried to catch Cho sleeping in between the bases, but as soon as the throw was let go, Cho said, fine, I'll take second base or third base. An aggressive play by Brown. We've seen that plenty of times this year, but one of the few times it doesn't work. Count is 1-1 on Curiale. The pitch is cut on and missed, and that is strike three. Never mind, it was a 2-strike count, even better. And Cho, the game-tying run, is left stranded at third base. We go to the bottom of the seventh at Modern Woman Park. It is still 1-0 Quad Cities.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, Wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Seventh at Modern Woodman Park. Some folks enjoying a Saturday night ball game here in Davenport. One of just two remaining games in this homestand for Quad Cities. They'll wrap up the series against the Chiefs tomorrow, and then they're on the road for the next 2 weeks against Great Lakes and Lake County, and are not back at Modern Woodman Park until May 13th. So if you got some time, come see them tomorrow afternoon for the series finale, because it's going to be a bit. Carson Rockefort leads off the bottom of the seventh. The new pitcher for Peoria is DJ Carpenter. And he pitches low and outside. It's 1-0. Rockefort, Charles, and Gonzalez do up against the tall right-handed hurler. The pitch popped up, third base side. It gets out of play. Rock's six-game on-base streak is in jeopardy. 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts today, both swinging against Hotzler and Cohn. This crowd is eager for the old rebound souvenir off the sweet level. They've been ready. 1-1. Just outside, it's two balls and one strike. Carpenter, as we've talked about in his first two appearances against the Bandits this year, is one of the best stories in the Midwest League. The pitch. That's hit well. Right center field, into the alley goes Joe. He's going to get there, though, and make the catch. Good swing from Rock. Off the barrel at 104 miles per hour, but it hung up too long, and it's the first out. Carpenter, much like former Bandit Caden Monk, got his pro career started in 2022, and over the last few years has dealt with injuries. He missed the full 2023 and the full 2024 season, but is back this year with a vengeance. He pitches to Austin Charles, and it's rolled foul to the first base side. Carpenter pitching on April 6th against Quad Cities at Dozer Park for the first time since 2022. And since that outing, he has not given up a run. The pitch. Breaking ball a bit high. It's one ball, one strike. He gave up two unearned runs that night against Quad Cities, but nothing earned or unearned since. 5 2/3 innings total in five outings for Carpenter. The pitch. Curveball cut on and missed. Charles chased high. It is 1-2. He has struggled at times with the walk this year. Already tagged with 8 in his 5 2/3 innings pitch, but just 3 hits allowed and a 167 opponent batting average. Bandits up 1-0 in the bottom of the seventh. 1 out, nobody on. Carpenter trying to strike out Charles. The pitch. He does. Strike 3 at the knees, 95. And there are two away. Second strikeout of the night for Charles, who's not too thrilled with the call of Alan Bryant. And here comes Ryan Gonzalez. Now, he's another guy who performed really well yesterday, but has quieted down today. 0-2 with a couple of fly balls. 7-22 in this series. Carpenter delivers. Curveball is a strike on the outer half. Gonzalez baffled by that call. Certainly a pitcher's pitch. Here comes the 0-1. Another curveball. This time Gonzalez swings and grounds it to third. Chiarelli's got it. Throw to first is low, but dug out by Jobert, and that'll end the inning. Another scoreless frame for DJ Carpenter in his return from injury. 6 2/3 frames with no earned runs. But it's the Bandits up 1-0 going to the eighth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Need some River Bandits merchandise? Rascal's Den is the place to go. Located just inside Modern Woodman Park, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store behind Section 7 or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Top of the eighth from downtown Davenport, River Bandits with a 1-0 lead over the Peoria Chiefs. Some furry friends in attendance tonight as Quad Cities hangs on to its 1-0 advantage courtesy of its arms. Frank Mazzucato and Shane Panzini have been great. Hanzo stranded the game-tying run at third in the last inning. Starts this frame against John Frank Salazar and throws in a called strike. Salazar, Gazdar, and Campos do up. Each team with just 3 hits, and neither squad's committed an error. Here's the pitch. Line drive towards second. Kulasingham stabs it out of the air and retires Salazar with an amazing grab. Oh, my goodness. Well, the second lieutenant hit the ejection seat right there. Oh, my goodness. What a grab. Swiped the glove at it at the perfect time, and Salazar just sprinted into the dugout. Now John Gazdar takes inside. It's ball one. Seen some great catches this year for Quad Cities. That's one of the best ones we've seen from an infielder. 1-0. Low and outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Gazdar's 0-for-3 atop the order for the Chiefs. He's put the ball in play 3 times, but has yet to find green grass. 2-0. Called strike one. More activity in the Peoria bullpen. A new right-hander has stood up. Quad Cities has used just one reliever today, and it's Panzini. The pitch. Fouled out of play down the first base side. Looks like it's Ricardo Velez who is throwing for Peoria, former Cedar Rapids Colonel. Panzini thus far, inning and 2/3 scoreless with a couple of strikeouts. 2-2. Just outside with a fastball, and the count runs full. He's thrown 30 pitches, 22 have gone for a strike. Pitched 3 scoreless frames against Peoria back on April 6th. Payoff pitch. Rolled over to short. Vasquez charges gloves, throws to first, and it's not dug out by Moss. It gets away, rolls behind him towards the bullpen. And Gazdar is going to get up to second base without a throw. It's going to be, I believe, another error on Daniel Vasquez, his 7th of the season. And it puts the tying run in scoring position with just 1 out. See if they rule it a hit and an error or just a straight up E6, as Panzini is now going to get a meeting from Canyon Brown. Ryan Campos will be the hitter, and now Derek Lewis is out of the third base dugout. He wants to talk with Panzini and Brown as well, who puts on the brakes and spins around to join his coach. But while we've got this brief break in the action, let's give you some of the final scores from around the Midwest League. Of course, a lot of afternoon contests on a Saturday. Lake County and Great Lakes are playing a doubleheader today. Captains beat the Loons 6-1 in game 1, and they're scoreless in the top of the 4th of game 2. And just as Derek Lewis started heading back to the Bandits dugout, Kyle MacKinnon was talking with Alan Bryan, and I guess they had the mound visit count wrong. Nice job from Mac, the Bandits acting skipper. It's just the fourth mound visit used by Quad Cities today. South Bend lost at home to Beloit, 7-3. Wisconsin, 4-2 winners on the road at Cedar Rapids. That helps out the Bandits in the early season standings. Time is called. They're just trying to get back on the same page here. And now Kyle MacKinnon's out of the third base dugout saying, what's going on? Here we go. First pitch to Campos. Inside, got the hands out of the way. Lansing, one at home over Fort Wayne. They're off to a great start this year. Now 13-7. Lugnuts beat the Tin Caps 9-7. 1-0. Fastball at the knees, strike one. Extra innings in Dayton. Dragons scored a run to tie it up in the bottom of the ninth and then won it in the 10th. 5-4 in a victory over West Michigan. 1-1. In the dirt, good block from Brown. Two balls and a strike. Here in Quad Cities, it's the River Bandits with a 1-0 lead over the Peoria Chiefs. Top of the eighth inning, Chiefs have John Gazdar at second base. He reached via an error. 2-1. Hit down the left field line. It's going to slice foul behind the Bandits bullpen. Quad City's reliever down there stretching out. Somebody was keeping eyes on him. Ricardo Velez continues to throw in Peoria's bullpen after DJ Carpenter just threw a scoreless seventh. Chiefs starting rotation has struggled this year, but their bullpen's been really solid, especially this week. 2-2. Tapper foul towards the first base on deck circle. Zach Levinson waits there. Starting pitcher ERA for the Chiefs this year is north of 7, while their bullpen ERA is 4.15. Panzini again. Foul tip off of the catcher Brown, and the count holds. Campos 0-2, drew a walk back in the first inning. Got to second on a wild pitch, but did not score. Chiefs were nearly shut out in the game yesterday before they scored four in the ninth inning. 2-2. Got him looking. Strike three on the fastball. 94 on the low inside corner. What a terrific pitch from Shane Panzini. That's out number two. A Rembrandt, as they call it. Painting the corner of the zone for his third strikeout. And it brings up Zach Levinson. A right-on-right matchup with that tying run still at second, but two outs. The pitch. Fastball is a bit high, ball one. That looked pretty good, but Alan Bryan says it's out of the zone. Levinson with one of the game's six hits. His was a single back in the sixth to get Mazzucato out of the game. The pitch. There's one right down the middle at 94, called strike one. As a result of his hit, Mazzucato was robbed of a quality start for the second straight outing. He's been one out shy each time. The pitch. Low. Throw to second from Brown. Is not in time. Backstanding is Gazdar. It was actually a called strike at the plate. Bit of a late signal from Alan Bryan. So it's a 1-2 count. Levinson, a top 30 prospect in the Cardinals system, trying to come through and tie this game. Panzini deals. It's low and away, trapped by Brown, and he looks back. Gazdar at second base. Canyon has been busy behind the plate tonight, either blocking, stabbing, or throwing behind runners on the base paths. Panzini again, 2-2. curveball, blooped to shallow center. Kulasingham is out there, and he's got it to end the inning. Couple of nice grabs in this inning from Sam Kulasingham. He helps Shane Panzini through his first full scoreless frame of the night. And the Bandits will try to add to that 1-0 lead in their half of the eighth.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Road to Royalty. Cities has had a 1-0 lead since the bottom of the fourth inning, but the Chiefs have done a good job making sure their deficit does not balloon. The bullpen strong, and the efforts continued on by Ricardo Velez. First pitch to Carter Frederick is low and outside for ball one. Frederick Brown and Torres due up for the Bandits in the bottom of the eighth. Velez, as I mentioned, the former Cedar Rapids Colonel, pitching for the second time in this series and for the third time this season. The pitch way outside. It's 2-0. Frederick struck out in each of his first two appearances at the plate today. Went down swinging against Hansel Rincon in the third and then once against Tyler Bratz in the fifth inning. Velez with the 2-0. A strike on the low inside corner. Ricardo pitched on the game, or in the game, I should say, on Tuesday. Gave up one unearned run in an inning and two-thirds of relief. Didn't strike anybody out. 2-1. Slider finds the inner half, a called strike two. Velez is 26 years old from Lajas in the Dominican Republic, or excuse me, in Puerto Rico. Lajas, Puerto Rico. 2-2. Slider grounded sharply, but right to the third baseman, Kirialli. He throws over to first, and there is one away. Velez comes over from a baseball hotbed at the University of Science and Arts of Oklahoma in Chickasaw. Believe it or not, there are 25 professional ball players who have come out of that institution. Who would have guessed? Canyon Brown's now the batter. First pitch. Fastball for a called strike. I mentioned Velez has some Midwest League experience. In fact, as recently as last year when he was pitching for the Cedar Rapids Colonels as a member of the Twin System. 0-1. It's a strike at the base of the zone, 0-2. He put together a 2.72 ERA in 27 appearances. 19 of those were to close out a game, and along the way, he picked up 7 saves. He is a big-time strikeout guy, 51-36 in a third innings last year. That's over 12.5 per 9 innings. 0-2, slider is grounded just foul down the first base line. Quad Cities has 3 hits in the ball game, and the 9-hole hitter, Canyon Brown's got 2 of them. Singles in the third and in the sixth. There have been no extra base hits in this game. One out, nobody aboard. Bandits up 1-0 in the bottom of the eighth.
Velez with the 0-2. Breaking ball, slapped into right field. It's a 3-for-3 day for Canyon Brown. First professional three-hit game for the Bandits backstop. And he has most certainly done his job tonight. Trying to spark the lineup from the last spot in the order. And now, perhaps the last opportunity of the night for Eric Torres to extend his team-best 10-game hit streak. 0-for-2 with a sack bunt back in the sixth. Right on right, first pitch. Torres takes outside for ball one. Daniel Vasquez, who had 5 hits in the game yesterday, waits on deck. Great to have a guy like Canyon putting traffic on in front of those guys. Here's the 1-0. Line drive to right field. Baez on the move back, reaches to his left and makes the catch. And back to first goes Brown. Good cut from Torres. Baez, though, able to make a play. And now it is Daniel Vasquez. By the way, there is nobody throwing in Quad City's bullpen right now, although some guys are just starting to move about. And maybe now someone's about to throw. But judging by their late arrival to the hill, Shane Panzini will likely be on for the ninth inning, trying to close out this, what's currently a 1-0 lead. Bandits would be more than happy to get some insurance here. Vasquez 0-for-2 with a walk. First pitch is inside for ball one. Velez with lots of high leverage experience, pitching for Cedar Rapids last year. Also made 16 appearances in AA Wichita, but was let go by the Twins organization in March. 1-0. Wave and a miss. One ball, one strike. Nice for a team like Peoria to have a guy that they're probably quite familiar with scouting report-wise, and a guy who's got this much Midwest League experience. 1-1. Wave and a miss. That was, I believe, a changeup at 87, and it's now a 1-2 count on Vasquez. Bandits up 1-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Insurance run stands at first in Canyon Brown. Ricardo Velez off for second goes Brown. Now he's caught in a rundown. Throw goes to Gazdar at second. Now to Jobert at first. He'll apply the tag, and Brown is picked off to end the inning. So Quad Cities will have to be content with its 1-0 lead for now. We go to the top of the ninth. Bandits are going for what would be their 6th shutout win of the season.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
The ninth inning on a beautiful evening at Modern Woodman Park. Quad Cities has a 1-0 lead over the Peoria Chiefs, and sure enough, it is Shane Panzini who is back on the hill looking for 3 more outs and to nail down what would be Quad City's minor league best 6th shutout win of the season. Standing in his way, Joshua Baez, Juan Pincho, and Miguel Villarroel, the middle third of Roberto Espinosa's lineup. Panzini's got a 2 1/3 innings scoreless out of the pen as he starts Baez with strike one. He's the only man to pitch after starter Frank Mazzucato, who went 5 2/3 scoreless with 5 strikeouts. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Good breaking ball. Nothing in two. Baez has had some success against Quad Cities this year, as we talked about earlier. But today, 0-2. His only trip on the base paths came in the first when he drew a 2-out walk. One of just 2 given up by Mazzucato today. Baez will take a timeout before the 2-strike pitch. Panzini has given up 1 hit and hasn't walked anybody and has 3 strikeouts with 33 strikes amongst 45 total pitches. Right-hander sets, 0-2 on the way. That's into left field, a base hit down the line, going to the wall. Long run for Torres. Baez up to second base. He will stop there. It is a leadoff double. And that's your game-tying run. So he waited until the 9th, but Baez does extend his hit streak to 4 games. And that is his 3rd double this week against Quad Cities. So some pressure on Panzini now as the catcher Canyon Brown visits with him briefly. And now heads back to home plate. Juan Pincho is the batter. He is 1-for-3 with a single back in the 7th. That was the most recent Peoria hit prior to that last swing. We saw Panzini pick up a 4-inning save last week against Beloit. He's going for a 3 1/3 inning save tonight. First pitch taken for strike one. There is a man up in the Quad Cities bullpen, a right-hander down there who I can't quite identify. Panzini takes a look at second base. 0-1. Ground ball just fouled down the third baseline. Looks like it is A.J. Kazi who's getting loose. And, of course, he's been one of the best relief pitchers in the league to start the year. And he is, if you had to probably pick someone at this point of the year, you're go-to closer. So he's on speed dial if need be. 0-2. Foul back. Panzini tried to get the fastball past him at 94. And Cho is up for the challenge. That's been the preferred 2-strike option for Panzini today. We saw him get a strikeout of Campos with it back in the 8th. Another 0-2 to Cho. Back up the middle, ground ball fielded by Vasquez. Throw from behind second is in time to get Cho. And up to third goes Baez. So a productive first out for Cho. And now the Bandits have to bring the infield in with the tying run at third and 1 out. And now they're coming all the way in. Looks like Kyle MacKinnon is going to make a pitching change. He will call upon A.J. Kazi. Shane Panzini turns in 2 2/3 strong. Picks up 3 strikeouts, but he is responsible for that potential game-tying run at third base. Modern Woodman Park, the site for what should be a fun finish tonight. It's 1-0 in the top of the 9th. Bandits clinging to their lead.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Road to Royalty. Former volunteer A.J. Kazi, who will volunteer his services in the top of the ninth inning. The River Bandits with a 1-0 lead over the Peoria Chiefs, and they've got the tying run at third base with one out. Joshua Baez led off the inning with a double against Shane Panzini. He just moved up to third on a 6-3 ground out off the bat of Juan Bencho. Kazi has not inherited a base runner this year. He has not given up a run in 9 innings of relief. First pitch to Miguel Villarroel is swung through for strike one. Kazi, a crafty sidearm slinging righty. 2-0 in his scoreless start with 11 strikeouts in 9 innings. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Got him chasing again. It's 0-2. Couple of slow breaking balls at 79. And Villarroel instantly in an 0-2 hole. Hitless on the night. He's back in there after a timeout. Kazi from the first base side of the rubber. 0-2. Slider. Just blown away. Check swing. He did not go. Oh, boy, that was close. The location more so than the check. 74-mile-per-hour slider was right near the corner. AJ will try again. 1-2. Couldn't get him to chase this time. The slider's left outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Kazi threw a scoreless inning just 2 days ago. Helped the Bandits get a 5-0 win on Thursday. 2-2 to Villarroel. It's a called strike three, is it not? What happened? Alan Bryan just pointed to his right, then took off his mask and started shaking his head. What's going on? Is that not strike three? He just pointed to the right, and now they're saying it's a ball. Payoff pitch. Low and inside, ball four. I have no idea what that sequence just was. Third base dugout's wondering the same thing. Looked like Kazi had clearly thrown across a called strike three. Bryan even pointed as if to signal strike. Nothing happened. He took off the mask, and they just kept going. So I guess Miguel Villarroel draws a walk, and now it's first and third with one out for Braden Chaubert. No explanation anywhere. Now time's called. What is happening? Derek Lewis, the Bandits pitching coach, wisely is out of the third base dugout. He's going to try to talk to Kazi, and he'll bring Cannon Brown with him. I don't know if we've got a replay of that last sequence or if we're able to show it, but truly, I have no idea what took place on what looked like a called strike three. Here's the shot on Bally Sports Live. Kazi delivered. There's the umpire calling strike three. Cannon Brown bluffed to throw down to third. I mean, did we have the count wrong? I have no idea. Kazi looked like he had it right there. I mean, that's in the zone. And there's a signal. That's the most confusing part. Well, here we go. Back to action we resume. First and third, one out. Kazi back to work against Braden Chaubert. First pitch is low and away, ball one. I don't know if I've ever seen that before, and I'm surprised that nobody from the third base dugout started arguing a little bit more than there was. 1-0 pitch. Ground ball is short. Vasquez has got it. Flip to second for one. On to first. The ball gets away from Moss. The run scores, and up to second goes Chaubert. The game is tied at one here in the ninth. Throw from Kulasingham was a bit up the first base line, and Moss could not secure it. Baez scores. And it's 1-1 in the ninth. So Michael Chiarelli steps in now. Jobert got up to second on the play. So the go-ahead run in scoring position as it's fouled over the first base side, 0-1. That's going to, of course, be a run charge to Shane Panzini. And it looks like it's going to be a throwing error. Pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. It'll be on the error that allows Jobert up the second base, not on the initial double play attempt, so to speak, as you cannot assume double play. Wow, what a wild sequence this top of the ninth has been. Chiarelli is 0-3. But hitting in a big spot. 0-2. Slider hit in the air to straightaway center field. Rockeford is back. He's got room, and he will make the catch to end the inning. But Peoria has tied it. It's 1-1 going to the bottom of the ninth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Need some River Bandits merchandise? Rascal's Den is the place to go. Located just inside Modern Woodman Park, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store behind Section 7 or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. One of the more interesting top of the ninth we've seen to start the year. Quad Cities with a 1-0 lead going into that frame. Chiefs got a leadoff double from Joshua Baez, who moved up to third on a ground ball off the bat of Juan Pincho. And with a man at third and one out, A.J. Causey came in for relief of Shane Panzini. He walked Miguel Villarroel, and then the Bandits looked to have a double play ball. But a bad throw on the turn from second out of the hand of Sam Pulisingham got away from Callan Moss. Baez scored. And it tied us up at one. So, it's Daniel Vasquez in a tie game. Ricardo Velez, the pitcher for Peoria, still as he throws ball one low and outside. And that's not to mention what looked like a strikeout against Villarroel that just simply, I don't even know. It wasn't called. It just didn't happen. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. A ball and a strike on Vasquez. So it's 2-3 and 4 due up for the Bandits. Daniel Kulisingham and then Callan Moss. Vasquez 5 hits yesterday, but 0-2 with a walk today. Velez delivers, and it's grounded softly towards short. Villarroel's got to hurry. He gloves, throws to first, and he does get Vasquez 6-3. Well, Velez pitched the eighth inning, and it's got a one-out single from Canyon Brown. But later in the inning, he was picked off, and Quad Cities did not ensure its one-run lead, and it comes back to bite him. Left-hander is stood up in Peoria's bullpen should Velez need some assistance. Kula Singham, 1-for-3 with a single back in the fourth. First pitch. Chopper over to first, a high hop picked up by Jobert. Underhand flip to Velez is in plenty of time. And Kula Singham is out number two. Well, offense has not been easy to come by in this game. Quad Cities has scored just once. It was in the bottom of the fourth. And it was on a wild pitch. The Bandits haven't even driven in a run tonight. Tip of the cap to Chiefs pitching. It's been as good tonight as it's been all series. So, here comes Callan Moss. Two outs, base is empty. First pitch on the way. Slider taken for strike one. Moss has one of the Bandits' seven home runs this year. His was picked up last week in Beloit. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased a slider outside. It's nothing and two. Quad Cities has struggled with the slider today. First, Hansel Rincones. He struck out 7-4 2/3. And now Velez starting to use his to a great advantage. 0-2 pitch. Low and outside. Moss lays off this time. Callen's 9-game on base streak in jeopardy. 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts and a ground ball. Trying to, at the very least, get aboard here with two outs. 1-2. Fouled out of play. Stays alive on the fastball that got in and around the hands. Nobody's warming up in Quad City's bullpen, so presumably it'll be A.J. Causey back out there for the 10th. Should the Bandits not win it in this half inning. Velez turns and delivers. Low and outside on the breaking ball. 2-2. Left-handed hitter Carson Rockefeller waits on deck, so you have to wonder if that lefty in Peoria's pen, which looks like Michael Watson, would come on to face him should the inning continue. Velez shakes off the first sign, now has it. 2-2. Slider inside, missed the front door, and Moss has battled back to work the count full. Callen has got terrific pop. Hit a couple home runs for Columbia last year. Of course, homered several times in the Appy League, playing for Danville before that. Former Appy League Player of the Year. 3-2, time called. And is that a pitch clock violation? It was. Velez didn't get the pitch off quick enough. It's an automatic ball four. First one of those we've seen in a while. So now it's the Bandits trying to take advantage of a miscue late. And Will Hawks is out of the first base dugout, not Roberto Espinosa. And Carson Rockefeller, who leads the Bandits in home runs this year, steps in. Of course, he's got 8 extra base hits to lead the team. Well, Quad Cities this year, when leading after 8 innings, is 9-0. Of course, they've played plenty of extra inning ball games this year, already 4 in their first 20 games. But if this game were to go to extras, it'd be the first time Bandits have needed additional innings since their first homestand of the year against Wisconsin when they played 10 and 11 frames. Will Hawks is back in the dugout. Winning run at first in Callan Moss, Carson Rockefeller at the plate. Ricardo Velez deals, and he misses low and outside with a slider. Velez has worked as long as 2 2/3 innings this season. He's at 1 2/3 tonight, sitting at 25 pitches. 1-0. Missed again. Same pitch around the same spot. 2-0. Rockefeller is due. 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts and a fly out to center in the 7th. Moss with a short lead at first, held by Jobert. 2-0. Called strike. This time a fastball does find that low outside corner. And it's 2-1. J. just 88 miles per hour from Velez, just trying to find strike one. Right on left. The pitch. Ground ball over to second. Gosdyer's got it on a knee. Flip to first is in time, and it ends the inning. So the Chiefs tie it up in the top of the ninth, and they stop the Bandits from winning it in the bottom half. For the fifth time this season, it's extra innings. We go to the 10th. It's 1-1 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty. Some outstanding energy in the ballpark tonight, and Quad Cities is going to need it as they move on to the 10th. River Bandits and Chiefs locked up at one after Peoria tied it in the ninth. And as we expected, it is A.J. Causey returning to the hill. He'll face John Frank Salazar, with the placed runner at second being Michael Curiali. He was the last out in the ninth. Right on right, first pitch to Salazar is a breaking ball, looped down the left field line. It's fair. Around third base goes Curiali and into second with the go-ahead RBI double is John Frank Salazar. One pitch, one run for Peoria. They've got their first lead of the ball game in the 10th. Salazar had gotten off to such a good start this season, but in this series was just 1-for-13 before that swing. So he swaps places with Curiali. Still nobody out, and back to the top of the order in John Gosdyer. First pitch is low for ball one. Well, that is, of course, going to be an unearned run charged to A.J. Causey, but regardless, it's the first run he's given up while on the mound this year. The pitch. Called strike in the low outside corner. It is 1-1. AJ was the Royals' fifth round pick last year out of Tennessee. He and Drew Beam were teammates on that national championship squad. 1-1. Smack towards straightaway center field. Rockefeller turns around, makes the catch waist high. Salazar will tag from second and get up to third base without a throw. Really nice swing from Gosdyer. Fortunately for Quad Cities, it was right out of hand. So a key insurance run for Peoria, situated at third base with one out. And again, it's the Bandits having to bring the infield in. And left-handed hitter Ryan Campos is in. 0-for-3 with a walk today. That lefty is once again up in Peoria's bullpen. First pitch from Causey. Ground ball over to first, knocked down by Moss. He picks it up between his legs, runs over to first, and gets the out. Three unassisted with Salazar still at third. Big second out. Of course, Causey's got that sinker and all that downwards movement on his pitches. If you need a ground ball, he's the guy. And that worked out well for Quad Cities. Still not out of the woods yet. Zach Levinson, the hitter, with two outs. And he'll first pitch swing and sky it out of play. Levinson has one of the 9 hits in this game. One of 5 for Peoria with his single in the 6th. One of just 2 allowed by Frank Mazzucato. 0-1. Chopper over to second base. Kula Singham's got it. Throws over to first, and the inning is over, at least the top half. So Peoria gets its job done as the visiting team. They score the placed runner, and the pressure will be on the Bandits' bats in the bottom of the 10th. New pitcher coming in on the Chiefs' bullpen. We'll tell you about him when we come back on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Tonight, Quad Cities is playing from behind, and they do so in the bottom of the 10th. Chiefs 2, River Bandits 1. Quad Cities will have the placed runner in the form of Carson Rockeford at second base, Austin Charles, Brian Gonzalez, and Carter Frederick. 3 right-handed hitters will be due up to face the southpaw, Michael Watson, who just made his Peoria debut last Tuesday. Pitched 2 scoreless frames against the Bandits in the series opener. Now pitching in a clutch spot on a Saturday night. First pitch to Charles. He shows bunt, but pulls back. It's down and in. Charles is 0-3. Gonzalez is 0-3. Frederick is 0-3. So this spot of the order, looking to atone in a terrific way tonight. Again, AC squares around. The pitch from Watson is popped up and caught by the first baseman, Jobert, who came sprinting in from his spot. That is a heartbreaking out number 1. That's exactly what Watson was trying to get there. He threw a fastball at the top of the zone, and he got Charles to pop out with that placed runner still stuck at second. So now an opportunity for Brian Gonzalez to, at the very least, move Rock to third. Gonzalez has put the ball in play 3 times tonight, but he does not have a hit. He had 3 hits and drove in a pair of runs yesterday. Watson deals. Fastball low, 1-0. Michael, 6'2", 190 pounds, a Fort Worth, Texas native. 22-year-old who played 3 collegiate seasons at Sam Houston State. Actually, 4 seasons there. The pitch. Wait, even a miss. Gonzalez chased high. It's 1-1. Also spent some time at Nelson University. He's pitching an indie ball before the Cardinals signed him last year, and he dominated Palm Beach. Now here in high A for the first time in his career. 1-1. Outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. So a matchup here featuring a high A veteran, so to speak, in Gonzalez and a high A rookie in Michael Watson. Bandits down 2-1 in the bottom of the 10th. The placed runner is Carson Rockeford at second. There's 1 out. 2-1. Check swing. Slider was low. And a late appeal confirms this ball 3. Chiefs scored their placed runner in the top half of the inning on an RBI double from John Frank Salazar. Did so on the first pitch from A.J. Causey. We know Gonzalez has extra base pop. 3-1. Called strike, inner half. And Gonzalez was ready to throw the bat aside, but it's strike two. This energetic fan base has been in it all night. And clothing has only come off as the game has gone on. I don't see a lot of jackets anymore. People have taken them off. They're waving them around as rally towels, even though I think today was the rally towel giveaway. Three, two count. Here's the pitch from Watson. Fouled out of play. Bryan stays alive. Quad Cities isn't warming anybody up currently, but everyone is standing down the third base side. Same situation for Peoria. Watson just came in for Ricardo Velez, who helped get the Chiefs here with a scoreless eighth and ninth. 3-2 again. Bouncer over to second base. Gosdar's got it. Sets his feet. Throws to first and gets the out. Rockefort does advance to third. So two down in the bottom of the 10th. Last chance for Quad Cities. Of course, some added pressure now on Campos to keep everything in front of him behind the plate. And an opportunity for Carter Frederick to extend his hit streak after an 0-for-3 start. 2-1 Chiefs in the bottom of the 10th. The tying run in Carson Rockefort 90 feet away at third. Left on right, Watson deals. Sliders way outside and Campos lunges to make the catch. Oh my goodness. What a terrific play by the former Sun Devil. Had to lunge across to the other batter's box to stop it from going wild. Watson's 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball got past him at 90. It's more of a sinker for Watson than a fastball. It's got quite a bit of movement to it. Tops out about 90 miles an hour. Perfect for ground balls and weak contact. 1-1's on the way. Slow roller up the third base line. It is fair off of the base. No, they're saying foul ball. Alan Bryan, the home plate umpire, pointed to his left and said it was foul. Carson Rockefort saying, look, it went off the base. That's what I thought happened. Curiali tried to field it but couldn't do so. Got stuck behind Rockefort. And Frederick was standing down at first base. Kyle McKinnon, the Bandits acting skipper, chatting out with Alan Bryan. Here's the replay on Bally Sports Live. The ball is fair. Oh, goodness, who knows what happened there. It either hit Curiali's glove or it hit Rockefort, who was standing on the base. I don't think there's any way for us to know, based on that look, whether it was fair or foul or not. So either way, Frederick's going back into the box. It's a 1-2 count with two outs. Chiefs are a pitch away from coming back and winning this pitcher's duel 2-1. Watson with a fresh baseball. He sets, kicks, and fires. Way outside, Campos again with a magnificent catch. And it's 2-2. Boy, Watson is flirting with fire. Here's another look at the replay of that previous fair or foul call. And it hit Rockefort while he was on the base. That was clearly over the base. 2-2. Fouled straight back. What a rip from Frederick. And what a pitch from Watson. He picked that up to 93. It's one of the hardest pitches he's thrown tonight. Reached back for something extra to try to get the whiff, but Frederick was ready. 2-1 lead for the Chiefs in the bottom of the 10th. Tying run at third base. 2-2 from Watson again. High and away. Campos makes the catch. Count full. Canyon Brown waits on deck, and you'd love for him to have a chance in this one. Quad Cities has four hits in the game. Brown has three. A Watson's ready to deliver again. Pitch clock is ticked down to three. He sets and fires. Foul back again. Nice work from Carter Frederick. Watson's keeping it simple here, just fastball after fastball. And he's forcing Frederick to stay alive, and he's doing just that, getting a good look at that pitch too. Eventually, he's gonna square one of those up, you'd think. Payoff pitch. Low and inside, he walked him. Ball four. What a terrific AB from Carter Frederick. He wins an eight-pitch battle and does extend the inning for Canyon Brown. And before he'll hit, Roberto Espinosa is out of that first base dugout. There's nobody warming up in the Chiefs bullpen, so this is purely a strategy, motivational conversation. Bandits are continuing to keep the bullpen ready. A couple guys have been down there stretching and preparing to go on for an 11th if need be. Former River Bandit Roberto Espinosa breaks up the party. And he will go back to the first base dugout. Steve Perry trying to give every ounce of energy to this Bandits team. It can. Tough to beat the power of Journey, I'll tell you that. First and third for Quad Cities. Tying and go-ahead runs on base for the 3-for-3 Canyon Brown. We're ready to go. Watson delivers. It's a called strike. Low inside corner at 91. Again, just got to shout out the fans tonight. They've been fantastic. Terrific energy all ball game. It's been a fun one. The 0-1 pitch. High and outside, and again, Campos has to lunge to make the snag. He is not the biggest catcher you'll see. He is just 5'7". And so, agility even more important for him. All three hits for Brown, singles tonight. Watson's pitch, outside, 2-1. Top of the order waits on deck, and Eric Torres. Watson has thrown 20 pitches through two-thirds. He's given up a walk, but has picked up two outs. Hitters count for Brown, the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Lifted the fastball up there at 91. And once again, Quad Cities is down to its final out and its final strike. Rockeford at third, Frederick at first. Two outs and a 2-2 count on Canyon Brown. Here's the pitch. Frederick takes off and it's swung on and missed. Strike three, ball game over. Watson with a triumphant fist pump as he gets a handshake from Ryan Campos, and Peoria squeaks out a 2-1 extra inning win. They pick up their second victory of the series and will force Quad Cities to win this set tomorrow afternoon. Your final score on a Saturday in Davenport, Peoria 2, Quad Cities 1. The River Bandits postgame show comes your way next on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
3000. For the final time tonight, we welcome you back to Modern Woman Park in downtown Davenport. Kyle Kercheval with you for the River Bandits postgame show. Boy, it was a fun one tonight, but the Chiefs wound up getting the win 2-1 after 10 innings. Here's what the final line score looked like for Peoria. It's 2 runs on 5 hits and no errors. They go 1 for 15 with men in scoring position and strand 8 on base. For Quad Cities, 1 run on 4 hits and 2 errors. They went 0 for 5 with men in scoring position and stranded 6. Those numbers right there tell you pretty much all you need to know. These teams combine to go 1 for 20 with men in scoring position, and as a result, you end up with this low-scoring 2-1 pitcher's duel. But boy, that didn't make it any less intense down the stretch. The winning pitcher is Ricardo Velez, who was great, tossing his scoreless 8th and 9th innings for Peoria. He goes to 2-0 on the season, while A.J. Causey gets tagged with his first professional blown save and his first professional loss. He goes to 2-1, giving up an unearned run in the 10th. He pitched a total of 1 inning and 2/3, gave up 1 hit and 1 walk with no strikeouts. Of course, Michael Watson gets the save, stranding both the tying and winning runs on base in the bottom of the 10th. He pitched that inning scorelessly, of course, worked around a walk, and picked up a strikeout en route to his first high A save. Final time of the ball game tonight, 2 hours and 51 minutes with 1,578 through the gates at Modern Woodman Park. Again, the Bandits turned in a really good pitching performance. They allowed just 1 earned run tonight. Frank Mazzucato, for the second time this season, came an out shy of his first quality start this year. He went 5 2/3 scoreless, gave up just 2 hits and 2 walks while striking out 5. Shane Panzini was also good. In fact, he gets credit for a hold, giving up 1 run in 2 2/3 innings with 2 hits, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. He was responsible for the game-tying run that was scored in the top of the 9th. He was the man who allowed Joshua Baez on, but it was Causey who inherited the run and eventually was on the mound when he scored. For Peoria, they also got a good pitching performance. Their bullpen once again nailed things down. They go a combined 5 1/3 scoreless innings, giving up just 5 total base runners with 4 strikeouts. And before that, Hansel Rincon had one of his better outings of the year, 4 2/3 innings of 1 run ball with 2 hits, no walks, and a season-high 7 strikeouts. Offensively, the Bandits scored just 1 time tonight after scoring 13 times on 18 hits yesterday. That's the game of baseball for you. The only run Quad City scored was courtesy of a wild pitch in the 4th inning. Hansel Rincon gave up a 1-out single to Sam Coolisingham. Sam got to second base on a fielder's choice, then moved to 3rd on a wild pitch and scored from 3rd on a wild pitch. But even though the Bandits would get 4 more runners into scoring position throughout the remainder of the ball game, the Chiefs held the Bandits to that lone tally.
Let's go ahead and give you one more look at the Midwest League scoreboard, where there is still one game going on, and that is the second half of the Twin Bill in Lake County. Captains have a 3-2 lead over the Great Lakes Saloons in the seventh. They look like they're about to get that win, which would give them a sweep of the doubleheader after winning game one, 6-1. Over at Four Winds Field in South Bend, the Beloit Skycarp got a 7-3 win over the South Bend Cubs. Dayton with an extra inning win over West Michigan at Dayer Ballpark in Ohio. 5-4 the final in that one as the Dragons beat the Whitecaps. Wisconsin gets a win over Cedar Rapids at Veterans Memorial Stadium. 4-2 the final out west. And in Lansing, the Lugnuts, 9-7 winners over Fort Wayne at Jackson Field. Still some baseball being played in the Royals farm system. One game is delayed, and that's AA Northwest Arkansas, who's playing Tulsa tonight. They're in the bottom of the fourth and lead 1-0. Hopefully that game keeps on going at some point tonight. As far as the contest in Columbia, wow, that's been a barn burner. Both Carolina and Columbia scored 8 runs in the fourth inning, so a 16-run frame. And as a result, the numbers are high. They're in the bottom of the ninth at Segra Park, and Carolina leads the Fireflies 11-10, but Columbia has the tying and winning runs on base with one out. So tune in with John Kosas for what's sure to be a fun finish there. AAA Omaha played a doubleheader today. Looks like they won game one. They lost both games of a doubleheader against the Toledo Mudhens, 4-1 and 3-1. The finals in those, Omaha now 10-14 to start the season. Well, the Bandits will finish off their series against Peoria tomorrow afternoon. They will have another chance to pick up their fourth win of the week and thus win the six-game series. They'll work behind Tuesday's starter, Felix Aronde. The 21-year-old has been terrific in his first season at Modern Woodman Park. He's 1-0 with a 2.20 ERA and will get the ball against Darlene Saladin, the starter for Peoria, who we also saw earlier this week. He is 0-1 with a 7.84 ERA after the Bandits got to him on Tuesday. As always, it'll be a 1 o'clock first pitch. We'll have the River Bandits pregame show underway for you at 12:45 on Bally Sports Live, MILB TV, and at riverbandits.com. Make sure you tune in early for that to catch this week's edition of the Royals Minor League Report, which will feature all the news, notes, and highlights you need to know to stay up to date with the Royals farm system. You'll hear from all four play-by-play voices from the triple to single A levels. So tune in for that. It's always a great listen. And we'll be here with you for Game 6, again, first pitch at 1 o'clock between Quad Cities and Peoria. That'll do it for our broadcast tonight. On behalf of our entire production staff and our director, Justin Hodge, I'm Kyle Kirchwell. Thanking you so much for tuning in, and we hope to catch you for Game 6 tomorrow afternoon, the last home game for Quad Cities until May 13th. Have a great rest of your Saturday evening, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon right back here at the ballpark. So long from the Quad Cities.